Blog Talk Radio.
Rich Money, he'll probably be calling a little while, but he's the head honcho. I'm just I'm the Robin to the Batman, you know what I mean? But once again, it's Monday night, and it's going to be a crazy-ass show, and right now. Today's show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop. Come and get your shit fried, dog, lady, to the side. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid. Do it to it. Also sponsored by Havana Cigars. Come down and get you a little fat head. You know, smoke a little something, sip on a little something. As I'm doing right now, sipping on this little white Hennessy. You know, straight. No chaser. You know, I might have a little Pepsi later on, but right now, sipping on a little Hennessy. Hennessy White, baby. Hennessy White. Don't drink the regular. Got to drink the exclusive. You know what I mean? Tonight's show, we're going to have a crazy-ass show. We got two good-ass topics tonight. Topic number one will be, does a person need to have a lot of sexual partners to be labeled or viewed as a very sexual, freaky person? We break that down for y'all people out there tonight. Does a person have to have a lot of sexual partners to be labeled or viewed as a very sexual, freaky person? In hood terms, do they have to be a hoe? Do they got to be fucking mad niggas? Do a nigga got to be fucking mad bitches to be labeled as a freaky person? You know what I'm saying? Can a person be monogamous, one person, or only have sex with two other people in their life and be very, very wild behind closed doors? You know what I'm saying? Is there any truth to that? You know what I'm saying? Like, can one person turn somebody out, like the first time they had sex with them, and be a fucking monster, as we would call it? In, you know, in my hood, we call them monsters. The bitch is a monster. You know what I'm saying? Down for whatever, do it all. You know what I'm saying? Or do they need a bunch of fucking partners to be labeled as a very sexual, out there person, a nympho, a freak, whatever you want to fucking call it out there where y'all live at? You know what I'm saying? Also, topic number two would be, if you give me oral, am I obligated to return the favor? If you give me oral, am I obligated to return the favor? In layman terms, if you suck my dick, do I have to eat your pussy? Talk to me, people. Do I really have to do it? You know what I'm saying? Or if I eat your shit out, do you have to suck me off? You know what I'm saying? Is it one hand wash the other? Or is it one hand wash yours, you don't wash mine? Or one hand wash the other and they both wash your face? You know what I'm saying? Talk to me, people. Tell me what the fuck it is. Because I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of times, shit, that's all I want is some motherfucking head. I don't even want no motherfucking pussy. You know what I'm saying? Just give me some motherfucking head and I'm good. I don't need nothing else to go with it. So if that's all I want, I ain't returning shit. I ain't returning no favors. I ain't doing shit. I'm going to put my thumb in my mouth and go to fucking sleep and start snoring. That's what the fuck I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? My first call today, we have real talk. We have real talk today. Real talk. You there, baby?
What's going on, Steph? What's good, Steph? You hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, baby. I hear you loud and clear.
What's going on, Big Steph?
Ain't nothing. Just lounge with my feet up. Lounge with my feet up. Sipping on this white Henny, you know, about to talk to these people out there tonight, you know what I'm saying? Sue gonna call in. Who's scared? Who's scared to say something, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of people out there on the air that's listening. If you ain't scared, press 1 and join in this conversation that me and Real Talk about to get hot and heavy on.
Oh, so
press number 1-646-200-3838. Press 1. Or if you're just fucking scared, don't press shit or just listen to the live feed, Blog Talk Radio / GQ Palace. Now, what's up, Big Real Talk? What's going on, player?
When you said Henny, I went and got some Henny and peanut colada. I said, goddamn, he absolutely right. Some Henny and
Tina Colada. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I usually drink me a little margarita, you know what I'm saying? Mondays, I call Mondays Margarita Mondays. I've usually got a margarita in my hand on a Monday, you know, but today I feel a little exceptional explicit tonight. So I said, you know what? Get some of this motherfucking white Hennessy. You drink that motherfucking Hennessy. Only two things can happen. You want to fight or you want to fuck. One or the other, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that happens when you drink Hennessy. Fight or fuck.
Exactly. And you taste, do that Henny with that Colada. That shit put you in one of those positions. Definitely put you in one of those positions.
I ain't gonna lie, player. I ain't gonna lie. So what it is, player? What you want to talk about tonight, baby? What you want to join in on the topic of discussion tonight, baby?
let's talk. I think I heard you say something about if a person gives oral sex, are they supposed to give it back?
Exactly.
You're motherfucking real.
That's what you feel in that place.
You're motherfucking right. No, I'm just saying. You know, I'm gonna keep it real with you. You know, if I'm going and I'm eating something, believe me, open wide. Let me take your temperature.
Oh, that's right. You motherfucking right.
I mean?
Hey, don't trust me. If you're gonna motherfucker, if I'm laying down in bed and you gonna come and plop your happy ass on my motherfucking face, you best believe when I'm finished, I'ma plop this motherfucking mule dick right in your motherfucking mouth.
Put it dead in the mouth. Open wide. Cause
you motherfucking
know,
right.
I feel like this, you know. I'm saying females might get mad at this or whatever, but suck my dick when I want to suck, and I think about eating yours.
I'm 100%. Hey, this is what I'm about to say to you, player. Now, what happened?
Hey, I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I'm eating your pussy, believe me, you're going to suck my dick. And I'm sorry, you can take it as a double standard. I don't know who's on the line listening, but that's how I feel about it.
That's what it is. My thing is this. So what happens, player? If you in the bed, you sleep, you know what I'm saying, and you wake up with a motherfucking, with the mouth around your joint, you know what I'm saying, you wake up, she going to work on your shit, blah, 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 you bust off, whatever. Now, is you supposed to get up out your, you know, get up and roll and start doing her, or are you going to roll your ass back over and go to sleep? You didn't ask for it now.
It'll probably be some fucking, but if I'm in the mood, I might just say, you know, let's turn around and do that 69. You know what I mean? If I'm in that mood.
Now, I done told you, you done bust off now. You done bust off now. You know what I'm saying? Your shit dead now. You done bust off.
Yeah,
now, what the fuck you going to do now?
Fix me something to eat, goddamn. Fix me a plate. Let me see what happened after I eat. You know what I mean?
Hey.
People, a lot of females don't realize this shit, but just because you suck a nigga off, that don't necessarily mean he's gonna eat you. See, females, this is how I'm gonna put this shit.
Put it there, player.
They fucking shit is more authentic than a guy's dick. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
They got, so it's not as easy for a female as it is for a guy. You understand? Because then you got the pussy there. Then you got the asshole there. You understand? So you get the two aromas of scent. You understand? You know, niggas might have sweaty balls or whatever that case may be.
You don't have high, you know, sweaty balls.
Females,
bitch.
Females, they got a lot of shit going up in there. You know, you got the period and all that shit going on. So a lot of niggas going to be like, oh, hold up. I'm not trying to go that route.
You know, I understand, but... But men do look at it differently, like a woman can just go ahead and suck any motherfucking dick, but a nigga ain't going to sit there and eat every fucking pussy you run across.
Exactly.
That ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't going to happen. I call that shit UFO pussy. I'm not going to sit around and just eat every pussy. That's UFO pussy. That shit I never seen before. I'm not going to sit around and eat that shit.
Exactly.
I got to beat it up a few times for me to do that.
Especially if you drop a pants and it smells like we have Red Lobster. You know what I'm saying?
It smells like a fucking buffet? Nah, that ain't no good if it smells like a fucking buffet.
You know? Yeah, exactly, yo. You got the whole seafood down there.
Right. Hey, I'm with you, baby. I'm 100% with you, baby. 100% with you. You know what I'm saying? So, where my callers at? Where my loyal callers, the loud, ratchet motherfuckers. Y'all motherfuckers call. They probably calling and listening and scared to join that conversation. You know what I mean?
Don't be scared of real talk. I'm a talking real. you know, don't be scared. Ain't nothing to be scared of. I'm going to keep it real with you. That's how Steph like his shit to go down.
Listen. My shit is 100% left field. Ain't no motherfucking straight and narrow on this motherfucking show. Ain't no straight and narrow. This shit gets to the point. It gets the raunchier, the better. The nastiest, the better. The more trash talking, the better. Hold on, we have another. Hold on, we have a call, and we have another call. We have Tiffany from BK, my lawyer, first caller. She usually call in first every Monday, but she didn't call in first today. My man, real talk, beat it to the punch. Tiffany from BK, how you doing tonight, baby?
I'm good. What's going on?
What's going on, baby? Sound like you in the hallway. Sound like you ain't on the way to work today, baby.
Nah, I'm home. I told you, I switched my days for this show. I'm off on Monday nights now.
Oh,
what
shit.
What you doing in the bathroom?
I'm doing my hair. That's a bathroom talking shit.
You can hear it. It's echoing.
You in no goddamn hallway. You off of work.
I'm doing my hair.
Okay, Tips, did you hear my topics for the night, baby?
No, I didn't.
Okay, topic number one. Let's get to the nitty gritty. Does a person need to have a lot of sexual partners to be labeled or viewed as a very sexual, freaky person?
No.
So you mean to tell me if you had sex with only one guy or two guys in your life, you can become freaky just from fucking with that one nigga?
Yeah, because if you watch porn and you learn different things, you know, it makes you very sexual. You don't necessarily have to have a bunch. You could be a freak just by, you know what I'm saying, watching porn and learning all.
So you mean to tell me just watching porn, let me get this right, just watching porn and one sexual partner, you can become the freak of the decade, can that one fucking person teach you everything, you know what I'm saying? You think that fucking...
You could teach yourself, y'all could teach each other, y'all learn shit,
okay,
watch
but
shit.
That was my last question, can that porno really fucking teach you that? Watching different pornos, can it really teach you that?
Yeah, because each porn is not the same. You can watch, you have to watch the white people, the black people, the Asian people, all kinds of shit.
But now what happens if your partner ain't that fucking freak nasty type nigga?
And I'm gonna need him to make his exit.
So then you got more than one partner. That's what I'm trying to say. How? You know what I'm saying? If you want to teach this motherfucker.
I'm saying me personally.
We're talking to you personally. You know how we talk, baby. You personally, and then everybody else personally. You know what I mean?
Well, if they not as freaky as me, then I'm going to need them to make their grand exit. I mean, but you have to learn, like, I learned from watching porn.
Okay, well that's what it is, baby. So you're a porn extraordinaire then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That means nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so you became a freak just for fucking with one dude and watching porn. That's possible. That's what you're trying to tell me. That's possible.
I say three in porn. Three in porn.
Okay. Now, what was you about to say, real talk? You about to say something, real talk. Go ahead, real talk.
Let me ask you something. So, you watch porn and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say you have sex with your man and shit, and he don't bust. And you throw on that porn tape, all of a sudden, he busts like, pow! You going to be mad?
No, because not really. I don't think so.
You don't sound too goddamn sure.
Yeah, well, I never experienced that, so... I don't think I'll be mad. Because sometimes you might need that extra motivation. Maybe you're just not feeling like sex that night, but you're just doing it to pacify somebody, so you need that extra. I know,
so
I've done it, but I don't know if it's been done to me.
So you're good with just pacifying your man. I mean, let's get the part two of this shit here. If you're my man,
okay, we're together like that. Yeah, like if we're a couple, and you know, sometimes we have off nights, but it's not just gonna be some dude that I'm fucking with. And then no. But if you're my man, you know, sometimes we just do it just to shut you up. All right, here, hold this. And
what? How you figure you gonna shut the man up? Now, what if he the motherfucker that's shutting your ass up?
Okay, it works for me too.
So you ain't shutting that nigga up, baby.
You a freaky dude.
No robbery.
She talk a good one, real talk. She talk a good one, real talk.
No robbery. I'm so serious.
Go ahead.
Okay, so let's get the part two of the night. Part two of the night is if you give me oral, if you suck my dick, am I obligated to return the favor? You laughing at real talk. Fuck you laughing at real talk.
No, you're not. No, there's no obligation because sometimes I ain't in the mood for it.
You got to move for it?
Sometimes, no.
Hold the fuck up. So what is your ass in the mood for it?
What you about to say, real talk? What? What?
I was going to say, you said, oh, if you're not in the mood for it. So
no,
if you suck a dick and you is in the mood for it, that means you got to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to want it back, but if I ain't in the mood for it, I'm like, nah, not tonight. I got
so,
you.
So that means
you
just playing both sides of the fence. You got two answers then, baby. Is he obligated or he's not obligated? Which one is
he's
so
not,
you trying to say
he's not
he's
obligated.
Obligated. He's obligated if you feel like it and not obligated if you don't feel like it? Come on now. Cut that out.
Yeah.
You need to cut that bullshit out.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm just saying.
What saying is, let me tell you what you're saying. You're saying, okay, he's not obligated to eat my pussy, but
if I feel like
him,
it.
If I suck it and I suck his dick, he's going to eat. What you going to take his face and throw it down there? What the fuck are you?
I might. But no, he's not really obligated though. Cause that's not really mandatory. I mean, it's good, I love it, but it's not mandatory. Cause sometimes I'm like, let me hook you up.
What if he was constantly doing it and he decided I ain't eating no pussy? You gonna stop sucking his dick cause he ain't eating the pussy?
No. No, because if that's something you like, if it's something that I like to do, I'm gonna do it regardless.
So you don't need him eat the pussy for you to suck his dick though.
No.
But okay. You just said you like it.
She said she like it, but she said if she's not in the mood for it, he ain't got to do it.
Yeah.
So you playing devil's advocate? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
why is that being?
Because you might
there's
say
some men like that too.
Like,
well,
nah,
you
know
what
I mean? I want my shit sucked all the time. Not me. I want my shit sucked all the time.
Fuck my shit. Fuck that.
All the time. And most of the time I don't even want no pussy. You just suck it. You bust off, I'm going right to sleep. I'm good.
To each his own. You like it, I love it.
What type of bullshit? You know what? You want some real bullshit tonight, lady.
This is Tiff from BK. She's a raunchy motherfucker. When she wants it, she want it. She gonna take it. And you said one show, you said, listen, I want some motherfucking dick, I'm gonna take that shit.
Yeah, why not? What's the problem? Because when y'all want it, y'all take it, right? Whether we sleep, whatever.
No, we can't take it, baby. See, it's different for a man. A man can't take no pussy, but only can take some dick. That's some bull. That's some double standard for your ass right there.
Exactly. See, I don't play that shit.
If I'm asleep and I'm naked and curled up, listen, if you want to come get it and I'm asleep, wake a bitch up. It is not a problem.
Like you say that shit now, but a nigga wake you up and slap his dick across the face. You gonna be like, what the
fuck? Then you tight. Then you fucking tight. Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. Hold on. We have another caller. We have Shelly. Shelly, you there, baby?
Shit. The females is calling. Where the dudes at? All the females calling in early? I'll be goddamn. Okay.
Shelly, what's up, baby?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, baby. I'm good. It's my local Shelly calling in from the Carolinas. Right, Shelly?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So how you doing tonight, baby?
I'm okay. I got a cold, but I'm okay.
You got a cold? Did you get some dick for the holidays or what?
No, I didn't get it.
Did you get a dick for
the holidays? No, I didn't.
You got a cold. Huh? Get your temperature taken.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, of course, you're showing out this week. Last week, it wasn't like that.
She is definitely showing out for real.
What? Last week or what?
Hold on, big real talk. We have another caller calling in. We have Rachel. Rachel, you there, baby?
Goddamn.
Where
is the dude?
Hi, Rachel.
Hello there.
What's up, Rachel?
What's going on, baby?
Yeah, not much. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, you call. Listen, hey, what time? It's 7:24. You calling a whole hour and 17 minutes early. You like to call in like 8:59.
I know. I'm early tonight.
You early tonight, baby?
I'm early. I want to talk to y'all tonight. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah, I like that talk. I like that talk. So we will ask Shelly and Rachel. Y'all who want to answer first can answer first. You know what I mean? Know what I'm saying? But y'all both know today's topics, right?
Uh-huh.
Who wants to start? I know scary ass Shelly probably going to want to wait.
All right, so let's go. I'm ready. Let's go.
You ready, Shelly?
Yeah, we're at the end of the show. Well, I think something's... Go ahead.
Okay, let's start. Let's go right to the oral shit. Shelly.
Yes.
If you... Listen, man, fuck, we ain't on a white show. If you suck this dick, do I got to eat your pussy?
I don't think you need to return the favor, yeah.
Why gotta return the favor? Listen, if I didn't ask for it, why gotta return the favor? If you just went down there and grabbed it and started popping me off, why the fuck should I roll over and you know what I'm saying? Dude, I ain't asked you to suck on it. Why should I return the favor? Why?
Are you turning me away?
No, I'm not turning you away, but if that's the case, then that means you are sucking my dick just so I can eat your pussy.
No, not necessarily. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
Okay, so why gotta return the favor then?
I'm sorry, say that again.
So why do I have to return the favor then?
Oh, so you just think that you just deserve to get oral all the time and not, you know?
No, I didn't. No, I said if I didn't ask for it, and you just went down there and started popping me off, I have to return the favor? I didn't ask for it. You just started popping me off. You woke me up in my sleep. I'm snoring.
No, you don't have to return the favor, then. You don't have to return the favor.
That's your goddamn mind now.
Okay, well, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want my dick sucked anyway. I'm good. I don't want no pussy. I don't eat no coochie. I want my dick sucked. I want to go back to sleep with some warm milk and some cookies. I'm going back to sleep.
You're selfish ass, aren't you? You're selfish.
I'm not. Listen, if you won't listen, man. Listen, if you roll me over and start popping me off, I'm going to let you pop me. I'm going to let you finish. I ain't going to stop you, you know, because that's the type of man I am. I'm going to let you, that's the type of man I am. I'm not going to stop you mid-stride, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you do your thing. That's what you wanted. You know what I'm saying? That's not now. If I would have stopped you, that's being selfish.
But that's the same thing, though. Like, sometimes y'all roll us over and handle y'all business, so then that's okay. Then it's okay for y'all to just shove y'all dick in our face after y'all done rolled us over. So that makes
sense.
No.
What do you mean no?
I myself would prefer, if I'm sleeping, let me sleep. But if you're going to go over, you know what, I'm going to walk and put you right to sleep so I can go right back to sleep.
Hold on. You got to be sleep and let you sleep.
Huh?
That's what
it
sounds like
she
said.
Who the fuck is eating
potato chips?
I don't know. Who's making that noise?
Well, I'm getting some snacks. Man, I'm drinking my Hennessy. I'm getting some snacks, man.
Who that bag?
Like I said, if I'm asleep, and you roll me over for anything, because I don't like to be awakened for anything, but if you roll me over, I'm going to go ahead and just... hit you off, master real quick, and put that up so I can go back to sleep.
What the fuck you mean if he roll you over? If he roll you over, he can't roll your ass over. Yo, we gotta do some initiation to that shit so you woke.
Listen, if I go down there and get to eating that shit, you gonna get right the fuck up anyway. You don't want to suck on this motherfucking thing. I got position on you.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Well, then make it worse what you're waking me up for. Otherwise, you know, don't wake me up.
Once I do it the first time, you're going to try and outstay awake me anyway. Every fucking night, you're going to make sure that you is the last one to go to sleep. Trust me when I fucking tell you.
Oh, no. You got to have that goddamn eye open.
That left eye cropped open a little bit. Okay, let me just push me. He gonna do a little push. He gonna act like she's sleeping. Then he gonna push about two or three times. He gonna roll her ass all the way over.
Oh my God.
Well, if you're doing it that good, you're damn right. I'm gonna play like I'm definitely not going to sleep.
Exactly, because I want you to come get.
I'm gonna come good.
Make, I said, come get it.
I'm going to come get it. But is it worth me coming to get, though? That's the question. You know what I'm saying? Have you been with some weak-ass shit the night before? I'm not coming to get shit.
Okay. Now, what's the difference between being rolled over and having a dick slap across your face?
Say it again.
What's the difference between rolling your ass over and not getting mad at having a dick slap across your face? If you're going to put it in your mouth anyway.
Now, why would you want to abuse me and then want me to put it in my mouth? Hello?
Shit, it's going to go in there any goddamn way.
But listen, if you suck at it, that's the only way, that's the way you can suck it, by going in your mouth.
All right, but then she going to get mad because you're going to slap her in the face with it. Then she got her dick in your mouth. Now what?
Why did she get mad? He putting his dick in her mouth with more than breath. What the fuck?
I'm fucking done with him. Oh, my God.
What type of shit is that? How you going to get mad? Nigga, put his dick in your mouth and you got more than breath.
Oh,
exactly. Morning breath smell like doo-doo.
I can't.
It's the same way that y'all bros want us to go in there and wash our dick and all that shit before y'all suck on it, talking about it might be salty and all that shit. Nah, if I'm horny, you're going to suck on this shit. I'm going to give you some high blood pressure. You're going to eat all this salt off this motherfucking dick.
Oh, no.
That's going to be that.
No, that's all right. Mm-mm.
Well, if I'm in the mood, I'm horny, I just came in from the club, my shit, man, fuck that. I'm jump dead in that shit. Salty balls and all.
Oh, my God.
You won't put that shit near my mouth. That's out of the question.
You're going to be so happy to get some of this good-ass dick, you're going
to
let me do whatever.
Well,
you're going
to
be whipped. You're going
to
be whipped anyway, so you're going
to
let me do whatever.
I'll have to slap some gum in the mouth and hit him off real quick and just make him come quick.
Oh, no.
Oh, nah, you're going to do that with me. If you suck, I gotta be mentally ready for me to buzz off. You sucking on this dick, because if not, you're gonna be down there practicing. You're gonna be down there practicing.
Steph drink too much Hennessy.
You're gonna be down there fucking practicing. Fuck with me.
Oh Lord
Jesus, I can't try tonight.
I'm just saying. Listen, if I'm not ready to come, I'm not gonna come. But you sucking this dick, I gotta be ready. And you got, you know what I'm saying? You just can't be suck. You got to put your mouth all around it and then put your teeth on it and then close your mouth so I can't see your teeth. That's how you suck a dick. We ain't supposed to see no teeth.
Oh.
If we see teeth, that means you ain't doing it right. You're supposed to put the teeth on it.
Is somebody percolating on the phone? Somebody percolating.
If you got your damn teeth on, you don't know what you're doing.
Listen, I'm just trying to, that's just, listen, you ain't supposed to see no teeth. You supposed to close that mouth, the motherfucking lips go around them gums and that teeth, you don't see no teeth.
You know what's funny? Because my man told me a long time ago, he said he had a girl suck his dick with no teeth in her mouth, and it was Gumby, and that was the best dick sucking
she
he ever
got. She gave him a velveteen rope? Oh, Lord Jesus.
He said that was the best dick sucking he ever had in his goddamn life.
I've heard that from one of my female friends, that there was a guy who had a plate, the top and bottom plate. He took his teeth out and went to munching on her, and she said it was the best that she ever had. She's no teeth.
I'm good.
Shit,
I can't even fuck with nobody who iceboxes anything.
Shit,
I can't do that.
First of all, listen, I said I don't want to see no teeth, but I want to know you got some in your mouth, too.
Okay. Icebox cannot be empty. I can't. You pull your teeth out, that's a... Nah, I'm good. I gotta go home. My kids is calling me.
Listen. If a bitch pull her motherfucking teeth out and put them on the dresser, my shit gonna go up in my stomach. My shit gonna crawl right the fuck up in my stomach.
Oh, Lord.
Like a balloon with no air in it.
I agree, Steph. I agree. There's no way in hell. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Adam. Oh.
Okay, let me ask your ladies this other question. Y'all ladies can answer this for me.
Okay.
Does a person need to have a bunch of different partners to be a freak? Or can they become a freak just by fucking one person or two people? Or must they have different partners to learn everything that there is to learn out there?
Well, it depends on the partners, because that person could have had two boring partners. So that's not going to give that person any experience. Now, if that person had two good partners and they experienced a lot of, you know, sex, a lot of different additional things, then yeah, they could be quite a bit freaky.
Okay, but Tiffany said she have two dead ass partners, but they can watch pornos together, and they good.
Tiffany's a porno freak.
Yep.
Who isn't a porno freak?
I listen.
Tiffany likes those fucking ponos. I ain't mad at you, girl.
Ladies, hold on. I have a male caller calling in for some backup. I have my man Mark in there. Mark, you there?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
What's up, Big Mark? What's going on, player?
Mark, what it do, baby?
Damn, it's about time y'all have a damn show.
Man, we had a show last week. What the fuck you talking about?
We had
man,
a fucking
week
show
before.
Last week, motherfucker. I was hosting.
And a week before.
And a week before. And you know what? Your
ass ain't calling, Duke.
I got a fucking, yeah, Real Talk was hosting me. And your ass ain't calling. They was trying to attack me and shit. I had a bunch of fucking females on the line. I mean,
and you was scared. He was crying.
I was tearing their ass up for y'all niggas. Nobody called.
No, you wasn't. You kept asking for the dudes to call.
I was setting their ass on fire, Mark. You hear what I'm saying? They ain't know where they was coming and throwing. The hoses just sprinkling everywhere.
I don't know. I forgot about last
week
anyway.
Okay, Mark, let me ask. Hey, Mark, I'm going to ask you the question, player.
All right.
The question, tonight's topic was, if you suck my dick, do I have to eat your pussy afterwards?
Oh,
bitch suck the dick, Mark.
Right.
Mark. Not you. I ain't talking about me, Mark. Mark, I ain't talking about me. Now.
Wait, that shit sounded a little off.
Yes, sir. Yo, sir. Wait a minute. You know, and I know that we don't get down like that, but that shit don't sound right across the air. Not across the air. You can't say that like that across the air.
I didn't mean to say it like that, player.
He said, Mark, if you suck my dick.
Son, that just did not come out right.
Listen, my ladies know what the fuck I meant. Now listen up, Mark.
Yeah, we know, baby.
If one of these goddamn ladies on the air rolled your ass over and sucked your dick, do you have to roll over and eat their pussy? Is
no,
it obligated?
No.
Is it a must?
No.
Man, they say yeah. All these brothers here say yeah.
They did say yeah?
They come out yeah.
Except
they say yeah, you're obligated.
No, you ain't obligated the hell out of here. You did that because you want to do it, and I'm going to do it because I want to do it.
This is good. That's good hygiene, ain't it?
No, that's not good hygiene. That's the other Mark.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, Mark, I told him the same fucking thing. If you roll me over and sucked it on your own, that's because you wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm obligated. And if you say I'm obligated to do it, that means you just wanted me to eat your pussy, so you suck my dick, so I can eat your pussy.
But if y'all roll us over and y'all do it just because y'all want to do it, but we still obligated to suck y'all dick. Y'all just want to.
First of all, I ain't gonna roll over eating no pussy. I'm gonna roll your ass up, put this dick in you. That's what the fuck I'm gonna do.
Hey, if I roll you over, right, that means you special.
What kind of great bullshit is that?
If I throw you over, you special.
You're the special one. You're the special one.
That means you special.
Okay. I'll buy that for $1.
That means you're special. What the fuck? You be happy about it.
Really?
You know what? See, that's what I mean about the females. First you get mad because the nigga slapped you across the face and put his dick in your mouth with your doo-doo breath. Then the nigga tell you he's going to roll you over because you're a special one and you still don't appreciate shit. What the fuck?
All right, hold on, y'all. We have another caller here. We have VIP Dre. VIP Dre, you on the air?
Yeah, what's up?
What's good, Dre? What's good, Dre?
Yo, what's up? I'm just listening in.
Let these females know what's going down, homie. All right, the dudes are starting to call in now. Let them know what's going down. Scott, Steph, do your thing, babe.
Do you think the dudes are going to save y'all on this one?
Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Who's the females that's on here anyway?
We have Rachel, we have Shelly, and we have Tiffany from BK.
Yeah, who from BK?
Tiffany from BK.
Rachel is the quiet one that's always going to work, right?
No.
Yeah.
Tiffany's always the one that's going to work.
I thought you were talking about Shelly.
Rachel's the one that always called in the last 5 minutes of the show.
But I called in early today.
And Shelly's the one that's always quiet and needs guidance. Right, Shelly?
The shit that Shelly do, Shelly will be quiet and shit, but at the end of the show, she want to be a goddamn philosopher. And she wants to, yeah, well, you know, such and such. Like, she a goddamn
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Tiffany, who's at the track with us, right?
No.
Who's at the track with us?
Oh, shit. You ran a track on Tiffany?
No.
No.
That was the other Rachel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know it was Rachel or somebody went to.
That was the other person that came to the track.
Okay. So you ain't got but three women on here. You can't handle them, man.
Yeah, I got them in the control, man. They, you know, they loud mouths, man.
Oh.
We loud mouth. Now we're loud mouth.
B.I.P. Dre, what's up, B.I.P. Dre?
Yo, what's up?
What's going on, player?
I'm chilling. I was just listening in on what's going on. On my point of view, I don't feel you're obligated to do that. If a woman is going to do that, you ain't asked for it. So why should you? I mean, like. If you're in the mood, then that's another story. But
Dre,
you're not obligated.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dre, are you a white guy?
Thank
you. No, I'm not a white guy.
My point is, thank you, Dre.
Keep it real.
Thank
you say if a woman is obligated to do that. Just say it. If a woman obligated to suck your dick, we keeping it real on here.
No, yeah, this is a real show.
But I'm keeping it real, too. He asks, if you obligated, if they suck your dick, is you obligated to suck their pussy?
About.
No, you're not obligated to suck their pussy. But if you want to, and they want you to do it,
thank you.
What the hell are you saying thank you for, Tiffany?
Touchdown.
That was the fuck I'm saying. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, and
but
the other question
she,
that he
she,
asked.
Ain't that the one that was in the bathroom that called in and shit? What
was
doing in the bathroom? You never answered the question.
I was doing my hair. I kept telling you what I was doing in it.
Yeah, doing your hair. Which hair was you
on
doing?
My head.
That was my next question.
I know it was, Ma.
You know what? I'm so done with y'all. Y'all not going to do me like that tonight.
Listen, man. Listen. But that's the same thing. What B.I.P. Dre says, the same shit I say. If I don't ask you for it, I'm not going to eat your shit. Now, if I ask you to suck on it, then yeah, I'm. By court terminology, I'm 35% liable for it. You know what I'm saying?
Who actually asked to get their dick sucked though? Like, come on, how old are we?
Would you rather me just pull my shit out and grab you by your back of your fucking neck and just push you down there?
No, but who asked for that? Like, that's just something. I don't know. Don't ask me, because you ask me, I'm going to look at you like you fucking crazy.
Okay, so I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait till you roll over on your back, and I'm going to sit these balls dead in your chin. That's good?
Oh, my God. God damn.
That nigga say he's going to put his balls in your chin.
Who said that?
Let me ask the females some questions. Why do you gotta ask to get your dick sucked? If y'all together, you shouldn't have to ask to get your dick sucked.
That's
you
what know, I'm saying. That's what I'm asking. Would you ask? Like, why do you ask?
Cool.
Together, I mean, that's just.
Okay, so why do y'all ask us to eat y'all coochie then?
Oh, I don't ask for that.
So what's the fuck? You just pop right in his face? You just pop right in his face?
See,
or you just ease down in his face? How the fuck
no,
you doing?
Hold on. See, y'all be talking about your niggas be having sweaty dicks and shit. Y'all be having sweaty pussy. Y'all shit be stinking like a fuck. It be wet, and then you want a nigga to go down and shit.
Heavy.
Your shit smell like dead ocean. Not even
this
that.
This is why
it
you supposed
like
to carry
dead ocean.
This
on
is why you carry
your
pussy in your pocketbook, okay? This is why most ladies, I know why you carry your pussy in your pocketbook.
Y'all sit there and talk about baby wipes and shit. That shit don't mean a motherfucking thing. It's not the deodorant they have for that shit.
You have to wash
the deodorant
through.
That
it's
they
not
have.
Just, you
that
don't just pat it with the wipe.
Don't mean nothing.
Excuse me, Tiffany from BK. Tiffany from BK. Listen, if
you
we
just
if we
it
listen,
with the wipes, you gotta wash it and clean it up. Hello.
Okay, well listen, well, I understand that, but Tiffany, what the fuck do you do?
You gonna wash your shit and clean it all up next time?
What if you go to Tiffany? What if you gonna do if we in my house, we sitting down watching TV, and then we go to my bedroom, but you left your fucking pocketbook in the living room?
First of all,
grab your bag, go in the fucking bathroom.
Get there. You gonna be fresh before you get there, especially when you know you going to the nigga house. You already know what time it is, okay? You supposed to be fresh before you get there. But I'm talking about
sometimes.
What I'm saying is, like, if you coming from the club, you still gotta have your pussy in your purse. Hello.
Listen, sometimes you don't know that because, you know, my game is tight. I might meet you in a club and bring you right to the fucking house.
Listen,
then what?
A woman always supposed to carry her pussy in her purse. Bottom line.
You carry her pussy.
Bitches get caught off guard, though. Bitches get caught off guard. They get caught off guard.
Well, I'm going to need them not to get caught off guard. Mm-mm. First of all, when you're going to work, when you step outside, because anything can happen while you're outside, you're supposed to have all of that type of thing in your purse just in case you got to run to the bathroom real quick and fix up. Period.
What you mean, run to the bathroom and fix your shit to be clean? Fuck, you gotta run to the bathroom with your pocket.
You're not listening. You're not listening.
Soap in
anything can happen while you're in the street, especially for a woman. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes our period be all over the map, so we gotta
prepare that
whole time.
And then you want somebody to eat your bloody ass pussy. Come on.
You stupid. You stupid, because I'm not you. So you just fuck with nasty bitches, bottom line.
No,
that's
I don't fuck
with
nasty
bitches. Next caller.
That's what you just said.
I said anything can happen. Anything.
Hey, Tiffany. So you said, anything can happen. So why are we obligated to eat y'all pussy after y'all suck our dick?
I said y'all not obligated. So I wasn't the one who said y'all was obligated. I said it was.
Okay. Well, who said we obligated? That's what I want to know. Which one of that said that?
Shelly, Rachel. I'm putting them on black. Shelly and Rachel. Yup.
Rachel did not say that y'all were obligated because
What did you say, Rachel? Don't clean it up now. What did you say?
I myself don't mind mastering the penis, so I don't expect you to, you know, to have to do the same to me. So.
Thank you, Rachel.
Tiffany, shut the hell up, man.
Hey, Chrissy, you know where I was going with this? You know, after we come from eating and we ride, and, you know, it might be a long ride home and shit, right? You may reach over and zip my pants down and hit me off while I'm driving down the road. So once I'm done, how am I obligated to stop and eat your pussy? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, the damage is done. I done got mine, and hopefully
we
ain't crashed.
Oh, you're sucking your dick, and it's good. You're going to stop the damn car anyway, so you might as well climb over.
Or speed the fuck up and wreck. I'm either going to stop or I'm going to speed up and wreck. So it's going to be one or the other.
Listen, if my dick is good, you gonna be happy to suffer this motherfucker wherever we at, or you ain't gonna wait for me to get home to wash this bitch off and get a wet wipe.
Lord have all the mercy.
What? I'm just saying, dude. Keeping it real. Come on now, you mean to tell me if y'all out fucking party, y'all went out to go eat, y'all had a few drinks at the little bar, whatever, the restaurant. Your ass is getting horny. You're going to wait till you get all the way back home, an hour's ride to get the fuck, you know, because we're going to go far. And I'm going to take you out to a good spot, to a good restaurant. So, you know what I'm saying? So you mean to tell me you're going to wait all the way till we get home for me to go wash these balls and all this shit before you try a little something? Take a shot of life? You ain't gonna try a shot of life right quick?
Get that motherfucking pocketbook and fill out one of them motherfucking wipes and wipe that shit off.
What's
one of them wipes out that pocketbook.
Why not?
Clean that, shine that shit off.
Hey, that's what they got them wipes in their pocketbook for.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's what the pocketbook should be for.
Shit.
At least you're sucking a clean dick.
Exactly.
it ain't salty. Your blood pressure ain't. Everybody gonna be fine. Your blood
but
pressure.
You can't do that with
up.
A funky pussy. You can't. A white don't fuck with a funky pussy. You can't fuck with a white with a funky pussy. That shit just don't work. You need some stronger shit.
Oh.
Depends on whose punani it is.
Baby wipes can't fuck with a pussy, but they can clean the dick.
No, depends on what type of baby wipes you get, honey.
Okay, you, I've got the 99. I got the 99 cent kind. You get like 300 in a pack for 99 cent. That ain't no good.
Them shits is rough and will scrape the shit out of you.
Good enough. That's not good enough.
I got 99 cent white. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Them shits are hard.
You said a 99 cent white. Oh my
the
God.
The 99 cent whites will definitely not do it.
That shit in the jumbo pack. That shit got like 500 whites
that
to that motherfucker for a dollar. Ain't no good.
No, but okay, you wipe your shit with one of those. Chick gonna go down and be like, why you all scratched up down here? Because that shit gonna scratch you the fuck up like somebody has hit you with the teeth.
No, I'm gonna take that bottle of water I got laying in the back seat and put a little water on it. Then wipe my shit off like that. That ain't good.
No, okay. You gotta. Mm-mm. That ain't gonna work. You gotta get the soft ones.
It's gonna be soft when I'm with it.
No, it's not. Cause they're made
now you telling me.
Listen,
now you telling me I gotta wipe my shit, and then you tell me I gotta have these certain type of wipes.
No,
man, write me a fucking note. Put it in my
no,
glove
no,
box
no,
so I know the fuck.
The 99 cent wipes. The 99 cent wipes will definitely work on the penis, but like I said, they won't work on the lady. Y'all can use the bottle of water and the towel. Or
yeah, we have to get
whatever.
The Summer's Eve
but
and all of that.
The,
we need that.
We need
the Summer's Eve wipes.
So
yeah.
I carry the good wipes on me.
That's right.
No, let me explain something to y'all. But y'all talking about Summer Eve and some shit like that. Some females don't even know how to spell Summer Eve. What the fuck?
Well,
you know, you're
obviously
fucking kidding me with
that
bullshit.
Listen, if your shit,
is
beyond coming back, Summer's Eve ain't going to help you.
Exactly. You fucking douche. After you have the period, what about the time before you had the fucking period? You need some fucking deodorant. They got deodorant for that shit. That's some fucking baby wipes and all that shit. Yeah,
ain't nobody
baby
you
wipe shit.
A woman can't use baby wipes
thing.
Down there, smart ass. You ain't listening. You get
it.
Somebody
did
say
have a baby wipe.
We don't use baby
shit.
Wipes. We use Summer's Eve wipes.
Summer's Eve, that's that. You douche after your fucking period and all that shit.
Oh, no. Summer's Eve also have wipes if you're listening.
You go outside, you go to that club and shit, y'all sweat and shit. And y'all real unrealized, you understand? Y'all females got a lot of shit going on down there. You know, and that's what you're
listen,
fella realize.
Listen. I'm going to tell y'all, when I was growing up, the old timer told me, when you down there, had your lemon down there on the side and squeeze lemon over her coochie.
If
it burns, that the gel.
If it sizzles,
ain't
get
right.
Your ass up out of there. I know about that. And that you not know. If that
listen,
shit sizzles, you better.
If y'all see a motherfucker, if y'all see a motherfucking nigga down there squeeze a lemon over your shit, y'all better run.
Uh-huh. Dude, I ain't going to lie. Some
now,
summer
if
eating,
I was,
so you
if
taste
I,
like lemon
I,
and shit. That's a bit good.
If I'm freshly shaved, as I normally am, and somebody come at me with a lemon,
I know your pores are open, girl.
Hey, if you come at me, Rachel, if he comes at with your lemon, that means he's very clean. He wants to make sure you clean, boo-boo.
Hey,
you can't come at nobody with a lemon. You can't come at nobody. You can't come at a female with a lemon
that.
And she freshly
well, you
shaved.
Know what
that
you
shit
fucking
will
do?
Kill her.
Get in the fucking shower and squirt some lemon on it like you're drinking lemon water. What the fuck?
Real talk. I don't like your attitude this weekend.
That might be kind of fun, though.
You know what?
I'm just
saying. That, Tiffany?
Yes, it
Tiffany,
is.
I was talking the same way last week. Cut that shit out.
Oh, I like your attitude this week.
Okay. So did Rachel answer that question? Wait, let's answer Rachel. Did you answer the question? Hold on. Did you answer the question about do I need more than one partner to be considered a freak?
Yes, I did answer that question. Remember, I said
you did?
I could have had two boring partners in my life, so I may not have learned anything. But, on the other hand, I could have had two very interesting partners in my life. So it all depends on those partners that person had. Understand?
Well, what if you had two fucking duds?
Two duds, then I don't think you learned much. I don't think you're going to be freaky. I'm not going to be freaky. I don't think I'm going to be freaky. But then again, I was freaky before I was having sex, so I don't know.
How the hell was you freaky before you was having sex?
Some people can be just naturally freaky. I know before I even started having sex, I had some crazy thoughts in my head.
Yeah, what?
I had some crazy thoughts in my head. I think I was
What's in your head? What's the crazy thoughts?
Well, I was a teenager then, so I remember back when I was a teenager, I had some crazy thoughts in my head. Before I even started, I knew what I was going to do.
Well, you told y'all on that other show to be that nasty shit to come out of them. You got to get that nasty shit to come out because they got some fucking freaky shit in their head. You just got to get that shit to come out. So I'm telling you, bro, this is nasty.
Hey, B.I.P. Dre, you exactly my words exactly. Listen, every woman is a fucking freak.
Yep,
you just got to be able to pull
that
shit out of them. Now, if you was fucking with duds all your life,
because mine showed me some freaky things I ain't know she had in her.
That's what I'm saying. You turn the light out and shit, you hear some shit going.
I was like, God damn.
Listen. I ain't gonna lie. I was fucking a bitch one time, and the bitch went into a fucking, like some African, Jamaican, some strange shit, man.
Oh, shit.
She started talking in tongues.
Oh, I got up and left.
Nah, don't be the crazy one. It be them ugly broads, man. Don't be the nastiest.
Yeah, be the ugly, nasty.
You know why?
Ones.
Because they got to put their all in it because they don't know when they're going to get it again.
There you go.
Them unas got to put that work in.
Who is that, Steph? I don't know about that voodoo shit, man. You leave that shit alone. You're going to waste your
dick
on your
bitch,
hand.
The bitch was
don't
talking in tongues,
man.
Listen, real talk, but it could have been me. I could have been putting the motherfucking beat down on that motherfucker, and then she start talking in tongues, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought, boo-doo-woo,
you know, pat myself on the back.
God damn. They're fucking with those voodoo bars. You go, now the next morning you wake up and you be like, you be holding your shit. That means you got a pen and a doll on your ass and a needle in your shit.
That shit don't work on you, believe me.
I'll be playing with those voodoo bras. Those, I believe in that voodoo shit now.
See, that's why I don't work with you. If you don't believe in it, that shit don't work. But anyway.
Listen, I don't give a damn what you say.
Me? I don't believe in it. It only works if you believe in it.
You know what? Huh? I'm a voodoo dog. I'm going to bring that shit. When you wake up, you start scratching your arms and all that shit. I'm going to be like, this fucking real talk. Because I'm going to be sticking a pin right in that shit. Boop, 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 boop.
Listen, if the shit is good, that's what it is.
Well, you know, you can't doubt that shit if it's good. All power to you. I'm going to say, the East is known how you roll. Those voodoo bitches, I'm leaving them alone.
Now, what if you don't know she on into that shit? Then what?
Shit.
Well, that's what the fuck it is, man. Good dick can make a bitch listen.
You said good dick can do what?
Good dick can make a bitch listen.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Ain't nobody say that. I'm
you
up
got
fired,
huh?
I'm getting that one.
So,
you have no choice.
So if a chick don't listen, that means the dick ain't good no more, huh? I think I better step my motherfucking game up. What the fuck?
Yeah, you better step it up, player.
Yeah, we all us women, we've been suckers for some good dick once upon a time. Some real good dick.
Once upon a time, that means you ain't getting no good dick now?
I don't have a man, so I ain't getting none, period, now.
Who said that?
What you mean you weren't lying that long that long?
I wasn't. My phone had cut off.
Hey.
After
you
got off
the goddamn up, I know. I was hosting it for Steph. God damn, don't try to cop no goddamn.
I know. When Steph calls on his way back from the airport, because I said
that's
to him, I knew you was going to call. My phone cut off, and I didn't call back.
Oh, He's a damn lie.
Use another one.
Everybody sound like him. God damn. Sound just like your ass.
It was not me.
It wasn't you?
Nope.
God, I don't know. I don't fucking know. Something ain't right here. Something ain't fucking right here with you.
Everything is right with the world here.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm on hiatus for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold. Yo, my lines are lit up, y'all. My lines are lit the fuck up like a Christmas tree. If you want to join in the conversation, please press 1. My lines are lit up like Broadway for the goddamn Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. The lines are lit up. You want to join in, please press 1. Also, next week, I got a special guest that I will be interviewing from 7:30 to 8. I have Pinky, the porno star. She will be on the show next week. Y'all call in, and we're going to give it to her like we never did before.
Right. Pinky, the porno star. Ain't she the one that did the butt clap, 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 clap?
She do it all. She is one of my all-time favorites. Yes.
You had a porn star before, and I ain't know about it.
Yeah, next week, baby, Pinky will be on the show next week from 7:30 to 8. We'll be asking her questions, interviews. She's open to all questions, sexual,
any kind of question.
Any kind. She is open minded and down to earth. She's down for whatever.
God damn, she the one who made the ass clap like it was the audience.
It says on Google, Pinky, porn star Pinky making it clap.
Who the fuck is Googling? Y'all Googling that shit right now?
I'm Googling, yes. yes. Uh-oh, Pinky porn star, it's happy rumors.
So she's open for anything, Seth, whatever you ask.
Yes, she says she's down to talk.
Right.
And whatever.
Oh, it's going to
be more men on Islam Monday than a
So we can't ask her, like, how long you been sucking dick?
Yeah, we ask the regular girls that. You know we're going to ask her that. Shit.
Oh, boy. That's going to give her money for her money.
Huh? I'm going to ask her how what's the best way for women to suck dick. So we all bitches can learn something. I need y'all to learn something how to suck a good dick.
Oh, we got to learn. Hey, I'm open to learn.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to ask her. We're going to ask her, you know, what's the best way for you ladies to learn how to suck dick? You know, should you suck on a cucumber, banana, something? You know, do something, damn. Or right. Should y'all practice on y'all host, the host with the most?
I'm going to slap you.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to slap you.
Kim, why the fuck is y'all on there Googling my girl Pinky? Y'all leave my girl alone.
I'm definitely I'm the one Googling her, but I'm definitely calling in so maybe I can get some tips to be even better than I already am.
How do you know that you're good, though? How do you know that you're better than... How do you know that you're already good when you can get better?
Well, there's
you might be regular.
Room, there's always room to you know, make yourself look better. I'm not saying I'm the best, but, you know, I'm all right, I would say.
God damn. You're
four stars
now,
home?
I ain't mad at you,
bye, man. Man, we're going to turn it up, man. We're going to turn it up a little bit, man. I make sure I'm going to have Real Talk blocked, Mark blocked. I don't need no extra dicks in the way on this motherfucking interview.
Yo,
I don't need no extra dicks.
You ain't going to have me blocked because I'm going to call in from another number.
I'm gonna have you niggas block.
Hey, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna rob the keyboard operator.
Hey, the less niggas on here, the less niggas I have to worry about.
Hell no, you can't have that all to yourself.
You're being selfish.
Let me go get on Google right now. What the hell? Let me find out what's going on here.
My man, I know, Mark, I know you heard of Pinky before, man.
Hell no, I ain't heard of no damn Pinky.
What? Man, that's the number one porn star probably in Black America.
I tell you,
we heard of Pinky on motherfucking Friday. Pinky on Friday.
Nah, that's
Pinky
the wrong
on
Pinky.
Friday.
Lord have mercy.
Stinky the porn star making a clap. Oh shit.
Hold on, y'all. I have two new calls, and they have two new calls I want to get. I have Good Hygiene and Big Homie on the air.
You said two new callers?
No, well, you know, two new callers that's calling in right now. They're my husband, but they're calling in right now, baby. Good Hygiene and Big Homie. You there?
Hey, Dallas, where that cocksucker at, Dallas?
That's Rachel. Rachel says she's a professional cocksucker tonight.
Oh, we don't got Pinky in the building? We don't got Pinky in the building?
No, no, that's next week. Next week, Monday, baby. Next week, Monday.
Next week?
Big Homie gonna hang up and call back next week.
I'm out of here. I'm out of here. It's a false alarm. I thought I was going to talk to a real cocksucker.
Rachel says she's a professional cocksucker. She says she might learn some new shit next week when she talks to Pinky.
Well, she's going to have to, so she's not a real cocksucker until you get paid for it.
Hey, Steph, I ain't been on in a minute. That's Bill's Rachel?
Yeah, that's Bill's Rachel.
Oh, Lord. She ain't no real cocksucker until she start getting some money for that shit. She ain't no real cocksucker.
Hey,
Word,
hey, is this Pinky for real? I'm Steph.
Yeah. She's on
Pinky
next week, man. Yeah, the porno star. She's calling in next week. She's going to be on my show next Monday.
Next week, all you fake bitches calling
her,
next
man. You don't got Lola acting like Pinky.
Man, listen, man. You don't want to bet a little something, dude. You don't want to bet a little something, do you?
No, we do.
You know how we do. We keep it in the family. Keep it in the family. Bet a little something.
No, I need her up here in person. I need her to shake that thing in front of me.
We're going to do this show live. We're going to do this show live next week.
Yeah, me and her going to do it live. Y'all going to
go
live.
Every week,
nigga.
Yo, we all
going to
do it.
This shit is live every week. This shit is green tape.
Hey, Big Homie. We all across the country right now.
It's still live, motherfucker.
We gonna be in one location next week.
Well, Steph's gonna be at on that phone. That's what I'm gonna be at if you're gonna have Pinky.
That sound like too many geniuses for me.
Hold on, y'all. I got somebody that's calling in right now. She's gonna clarify it right now. I have Pinky's manager calling in right now. We have Miss Boss Lady. Miss Boss Lady, you there, baby?
Oh shit!
Yes, I am here.
Miss Boss Lady.
Miss Boss Lady, could you suck a dick? Did any of that Pinky shit rub off on you?
I've never even watched any of her anything. I've never watched
any. Did she give you any tips verbally?
No.
Oh, then you ain't no boss lady. You can't suck a penis.
I
hope you're good with numbers.
You're Pinky's manager.
I am over her.
I hope
media.
You're good with numbers.
Okay.
Pinky and suck
okay.
a dick.
Well,
fucking big boss lady. This is the host Dallas. Big Homie is raw and ratchet.
Yeah, big
raw
boss
and ratchet.
Can.
So don't you know. Ease up off her just a little bit, man. Don't run her
hey,
off
yo,
yet, man.
All
we ain't
I'm saying
yet,
is she
man.
Must got one hell of a
don't
calculator.
Don't run her off the show, goddamn. Ease up, homie. Put the shit in your pants.
She must got one hell of a calculator.
Party.
So how you doing today, Miss Boss Lady?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
She sounds cute as a motherfucker.
How's Atlanta treating you, baby?
Well,
how's
I'm
all them homos down there?
There's a lot of them down there.
Hey,
Big Homie. That's messed up, son. That's real messed up.
There's a lot of homos down there. She could be real lonely right now.
Nah, we gotta break her in like we broke Rachel in.
Oh no, you ain't hit a big dog pop in. You hear the big dog pop in and say, easy on her? You ain't hear the motherfucking disclaimer?
Don't run my boss lady off yet, man. Don't run my lady off.
Well,
man.
Dallas ain't say
it. Well, I ain't bringing Pinky. Pinky ain't coming
in. Boss lady.
Big
boss lady.
Oh, you said you were
going to Big boss lady, let me ask you a question.
What's that?
You still there?
I'm here.
All right, check it out, Miss Boss Lady. You Pinky's manager. That must
Miss
mean
Boss
she's
Lady.
Getting
Miss
some
Boss Lady. Miss Boss Lady.
Miss Boss Lady. You Pinky manager. So that must mean she's getting some type of money, or else there wouldn't be nothing to manage. So there's money in sucking dick.
There's money in everything. Believe
I'm just trying to tell you to tell the rest of these chicks that suck a dick for free that they wasting their lips.
It's so stupid.
Well, actually, I actually tell them that.
I
mean, that's what I do. I'm like, if you're
going to
give it away for free, you might as well get paid for
it. Listen, I'm trying to tell. That's what I'm saying. Miss Boss Lady, that's what I'm
saying. Say it again. You got to shut up for a minute. This is real talk. Let me ask you something, Miss Boss Lady.
How did you just tell me to shut up?
Miss Boss Lady, how did you actually meet up with Pinky?
Because I'm a boss.
Oh, shit, okay.
That was a dumb question, real lady. Talk. Get a mic back, yo. Get a fucking bike. Get a mic back, man.
You asked a nigga, how did you meet her? She was sucking dick.
And then she said, excuse me, I'd like to be your manager. What the fuck you think, man?
No. It didn't happen that way. No, it didn't happen. But like I said, I'm a boss. People bring people to me all the time.
That's right.
I get things done.
Get things done, right?
Well, you could boss me around.
So, this boss lady, how tall are you?
You ain't ready for me.
What?
How tall am I?
How tall are you?
Hey, big homie, this is the first thing she asked me when I first spoke to her on the phone for Pinky. The first thing out of her mouth was, how tall are you? Like, what the fuck? How tall? Yeah.
Okay, well, how the fuck tall is she?
5'3", she said. She's short.
5'3". All right. How much you weigh? 225.
And not wait for the answer. Like, who does that? If you ask somebody a question, you're supposed to at least listen for the answer.
Forget that, Miss Boss Lady. You just answer the damn questions.
How much you weigh?
It doesn't matter how much I weigh.
Uh oh, that's not like 250.
She good money. Hey, good hygiene. She good money. I'm telling you good money, baby. You don't want me to tell them that you big or something like that? You good money.
I am big.
You might as well get ahead and say, yeah,
She good money, son. She good money, son.
What location are we doing this show from next week? That's all I need to know.
I'm actually watching Pinky right now. She can use some more managing skills.
Oh, Pinky
Boss. Pinky
has
a
manager.
Look, I'm on.
Pinky has a manager named Boss.
Money she showing when she made.
Hold on, let her talk good hygiene. Let her talk good hygiene. What you say now, Boss Lady?
Okay, Pinky has a manager named Lil C. I'm over her media, where when people need to interview her, they contact me.
Oh, so you're the secretary.
You're the public. Man, she's public relations.
Please.
Man, you like the marketing direct. You're in charge of the marketing.
Yeah, well, I do media promo, marketing, PR. I'm assistant to several artists.
Where are we doing this promotion at for next week?
We ain't doing it nowhere. Me and Piggy doing our show. Y'all gonna call it like y'all been calling.
Miss Boss Lady. We want to have a bachelor party and hire Pinky. How much?
We'll talk behind the scenes.
How much for a blowjob?
Hold on, y'all. We have another call in there. Hold on, y'all.
I want to know how much for a blowjob.
Hold on, y'all.
To the green room.
We have another call. I'ma block all y'all mothers in a minute. I'ma mute all you motherfuckers. We have another call there. We have Kia.
We gonna mute y'all.
Hey, how are
you?
Hey, Kia, baby. How you doing tonight, sweetie?
Hey, all right. Hold on a second.
How you gonna call me and tell me to hold on?
Hold on. I'm sorry.
The haystack. It just said hold on.
That's that ratchet little nigga, ain't it?
Yeah, that's the ratchet little nigga.
That's that ratchet little. What up, little nigga?
Shut up, you fucking piss.
You little scared nigga. Shut up, TC.
Shut up.
How you doing, baby?
Tired.
Big homie, you don't get no love.
I don't get no love from that little ratchet ass nigga.
You call me. You know what?
Hey, Steph, how are you? How was your Thanksgiving, Steph?
It was great, baby. How was yours?
Hey, Miss Bush Lady.
Good.
Back to you.
Good.
Back to you.
Hey, Thanksgiving was last week. We have to talk about Thanksgiving next year. Right now, we're talking about Pinky, something that's happening in the future. Thanksgiving is gone.
Sports Lady, so when Pinky's on the set, what you be doing?
I don't watch her. I've never seen her in action on anything. I'm not into all that stuff. I work.
You
I
must be a lame
dude. If that's how you feel, then so be it. I'm just saying.
Hey,
I'm
saying you ain't trying to get no. What's your sign? What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
You're a Virgo, yeah. You're a motherfucking corny dude. Next quarter.
Yeah,
you got anybody on the phone?
Hey,
she had it. She's talking about her work. She had it. She's talking about her work.
Okay, boss lady, are you going to be present next week?
I might not.
She's a Virgo. Why?
Why you might not? Do you? What do you need to be present next week?
I have another show to attend, so she'll be on, her manager will be on, and they'll be listening. If I allow her to come on the show, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
What you mean if you allow her?
I'm
going to shut up. That's that real talk, nigga. Asking her, how did you meet her? Like a stalker. Like you about to do the same shit. Tell me how you meet her. Tell me how you meet her so I can do that shit.
What the
hell? I didn't want to know how much you were
both, y'all. It's obvious. Like, y'all got to be more productive. I think the only out of the guys, the only guy that's on the line that's really productive and doing a thing is Mr. Dallas, I guess. No, not Dallas.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah.
No, not Dallas.
Hold on.
What about
Big Homie?
Big Homie.
The talk is on your side. I got your back.
I'm trying to get all the chicks to suck dick for money. I'm productive.
No.
I'm just trying to get every chick to get some money
for
sucking
dick. That's all you've been talking about. Like that's all you've been talking about. No.
You're talking about a porn star. What are we going to talk about? A playing spades?
Hey, but she's not on until next week. Y'all question
her.
All right,
we're trying to sell you out. You could be the next best great cocksucker. I'm trying to sign you to a deal.
Hey,
you ain't got to sign me to nothing, honey.
Miss Boss Lady, the guy that's
yes.
The big homie, his show is on after mine, so he is
way
more ratcheter than
yes,
me.
Yes, call me at 9 o'clock.
I'm not calling you.
Dad, money don't make no money.
Oh, man.
Listen, next week's show we will have a nice, wholesome show. We're
yes,
not wholesome,
yes,
but
yes.
In order. In
no,
order
I mean,
for
I, like, because you got to understand, too, Pinky don't only do porn. She does music.
I know she
too.
Raps. We're going to ask
like,
all of that stuff, baby. We're going to do all
she
of that.
She raps?
Yeah, she's rapping now, yes.
How you rap with a dick in your mouth? That's
you know what?
Use it as a mic. Duh.
Pinky,
where come back, Miss Boss Lady. Good comeback.
Hey,
Pinky,
hey,
what kind of show
did you tell her this was to get her to come on?
Listen, man.
I didn't have to tell her anything. If when people contact me,
yeah,
if I feel like it's right, then I tell her that she has an interview, and she's
okay,
on.
Well, how do we contact you to set up this arrangement?
Fuck that. How do we contact you to set up a bachelor party?
You talk
man,
to
you
me, can. And I'll talk
you
to you.
You need
to
contact
me.
You can tweet me on Twitter at MSBOSSLADII.
MSBOSS.
That nigga is serious. That nigga is so serious.
I did not say LADY. See, that's what happens when men don't listen. That's probably why you can't perform now, because you don't know how to listen. When you can't listen, you can't perform because you don't know how she's being pleased.
She is throwing shots at Joe Lo.
You
know
what I'm talking about?
Who are you talking about?
Hey, boss lady.
Talking about you, nigga.
Boss lady, I got something for you. Your name is Boss Lady, right?
Dumb ass.
I got a message
dumb
for you.
Dumb ass.
Listen. I got a message for you.
Don't try to stress that
plural
shit out.
I got a message for you.
One at a time, y'all. One at a time, please.
All right, Boss Lady.
This is real talk.
Yes.
I got a message for you to tell him. Your name is Boss Lady, right? Tell him Kiki don't deal with bum on Social Security. Boss Lady. That's how you break it down, baby.
What the hell?
I don't know what the fuck that was about. Real talk,
lady.
That was a real talk. Real talk. That was another waste of 2 minutes, nigga. No more questions for you. No more questions for your fucking ass, man.
You said tweet you at what? MSBOSS. What?
Damn, Mark.
LADII. Stupid asses.
Tell him he's mad, boss lady. He's mad. He's a bum on Social Security. Tell him, boss, he's a
stupid
asses.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm with the boss lady. I'm trying to get everybody to suck dick for at least $10. I'm trying to get bitches at least $10 out of this shit.
Yeah, you only going to give them $10, big homie?
You
got to
start somewhere. Dallas, you got to start somewhere, Dallas. I get the $19.50. I get the $19.50 or something.
You got to start somewhere.
You got to start living. Cost of
living go up. Let me tell you one thing about Pinky. And she's going to tell you. She's going to say she's all about that money. So wherever the money is, that's what she is. And that's right. And she says that all the time. She says she's not going to stop doing porn because she's doing rap because one is not overbidding the other one. So she's going to do what she do.
Well, that's 100% true. I'm not falling off for none of that. If you want to keep doing porn, keep doing your thing. Just keep doing the good ones. Don't do no bullshit porns now.
I'm just saying, though. Get a cocksucker union?
At this bachelor party, I guarantee you she could make a nice night. She could come up real nice that night.
I'm about to go see the Chinese man, see if he got in her porn. I ain't seen this girl in action.
She has a website. Miss Sports Lady, you and Big Homie,
we could get together and start a union for all these cocksuckers.
Get your ass.
Funny.
Yo, hey, who gonna be union president, Big Homie?
Me.
I'm gonna be the treasurer.
We gotta start taking care of these women while they still got lips at work. There's only been so much that both times could do.
I hope they didn't scare you off of this show for next week, baby.
I'm sorry, who? Did what?
I hope these guys ain't scare your ass because I'm scared.
You can't be called the boss and be scary. Like,
I'm just making sure, baby.
Come on now.
Oh, we cool.
Hey, boss lady, they got to tone down for you tonight, baby.
Keeping it real. We can run your ass off of here now.
Don't do that. We ain't going to run her nowhere because she's going to be the vice president of blowing heads. And we need to break her in.
That's the name of your company? That's the name of your company,
yeah,
big homie?
That's right. That's right. Blowing heads. Blowingheadsusa.com. If you tired of blowing head for free, if you tired of that, you get down with us. And we could take your head game from here to there. You got to get down.
She posted a new video on her website. You have to go to the website, pinkyxxx.com.
Hold up. What's she doing on that video?
She's doing her thing.
And she's blowing head without paying.
She got a couple new pimples on her pussy.
We got to make sure we get our cut. We got to get our cut from that.
Pinky.
I'm looking at it now. She got a...
One at a time, y'all.
All I'm saying is we got to get our cut, man.
She licking this chick's ass crack.
Oh, my God.
Pinky?
Pinky?
Nice.
I don't even... You know what? I'm going to pray for the ladies. I'm just going to pray for y'all ladies. I'm telling you.
Are you praying for them? We trying to get them some money. We trying to get these...
Miss Boston, these ladies that call in every week, they are used to it.
Yeah.
They ain't running. They ain't going nowhere. They love
these
this fucking...
These ladies on this phone
abuse.
Are sucking dick for you-hoos. We trying to hook them up.
Yeah.
We trying to hook them up. They ain't sucking dick for you hoes.
You know
what? I
don't
even eat you
hoes. Boy, dude, a good sister. You who?
Miss Boss Lady, we have Miss Boss Lady. We have Rachel on there, right? Rachel says she wants to act pinky next week. What does she have to do to bring her head game to the next level? That's what she wants to know.
Wait, you said Rachel what?
Rachel wants to know what does she have to do to bring her head game to the next level. That was what
you
said,
can't
right,
answer that, and you can't answer that, Boss Lady, because you can't suck the dick for nothing.
You're right. You just might be right, and that's probably why that when I get rid of niggas, they still chase me because I can't do it.
They not chasing you if you ain't sucking no dick right. You got to be a professional dick sucker if niggas is coming back. Because when I fire your bitch that can't suck a dick, I'll be throwing rocks at her. The last thing I'm doing is...
You are a damn pimp.
Kia, you on the radar, Kia. Shut the fuck up. Because you're the hottest chick in the jump away. I'll come over there and blow your ass so out right now.
Whatever. Hey, a guy who talks a lot... Means that they can't do too much. Fuck Mr. Marcus.
Which way you talking about?
Nah, the other one. This is talking.
Hello,
Kia.
Ratchet ass Kia, scared of dick ass Kia that won't talk.
Hey, Kia, so
if
we
call
it,
we
won't.
What are you scared of? What?
Hey, Mark, can you view the video?
Yeah, I don't want to see her. She looking at chick ass cracks.
Oh, I can't view it from my damn phone. I must gotta view it from home.
I'm in the office. You gotta go in the regular computer. But hey, kid, if you was to go on at the bachelor party with Pinky, you think you can go head to head with her?
At what bachelor party would I go head to head with Pinky?
Who is she? The one we about to hire her for. Dallas, for Dallas, the bachelor party. He said, fuck
Pinky. She got her own dick problem she needs to handle.
You know what? You damn jackass.
You can call me whatever you want to call me if you got this dick in your mouth. I don't give a fuck. You can call me whatever you want to call me with this dick in your mouth.
Yeah, whatever.
You got this dick in your mouth. You can call me Sambo.
Yeah,
hey, listen, Kia and Big Homie, they have their own room together, man. These two go at it every fucking week for the last
only
five.
Only when fucking TC.
You know
only when TC told them.
You know
we gotta get this. Big boss. What is it, sexy boss? What's her name? Big boss.
Boss lady.
Yeah, well, we gotta get this bachelor party, Miss Boss Lady, to Dallas. Cause he only got a couple more weeks. We gotta get this program going.
All I'm saying is this: if you're in the game, if you're making some major moves, you might as well get some money, right? And a lot of these bros is being misled. So let's get a union for hookers. Yes, we gotta get a union for these untrained hoes.
When they charge you, then what you gonna say?
I don't pay. Look at me. You got a good look at me. Have you seen me?
I don't care who you are or what you look like.
This
they
is boss lady.
To do with
then we'll pay them. Then they gotta pay union dues.
Boss lady,
you would have to pay extra.
Boss lady, you would fuck the shit out of me. Trust me.
No, I wouldn't. Trust me.
If you would, you'll be happy to fuck me. You fuck way worse.
Look, even she got to laugh at that one.
I know every chick got at least five niggas on their resume worse than me. You would be happy to fuck me. The last thing you really don't know me.
You don't know who I am.
Baby, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. If you got more than 10 dicks on your resume, three of them niggas is worse than me.
Oh, my God.
I don't just talk shit for a reason. I talk shit for a season. I'm built like that. I can do it. I can back it up.
There you go.
The fucking ass.
So you say. I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
say,
look me
out.
up. Look me up. If you worth the trip, I'll make a trip. I'll bend your ass over. But you got to be worth it. Your money got to be right. Your money got to be right. I'll fuck a regular bitch anywhere, any day. I'll get some ATGs out of this shit.
What's your size weight class?
She's a big girl. That's cool. As long as her wallet big, too. I just got to get some
ATGs. No, she's not a big girl. Hey, big homie. She 5'3". She ain't no big girl.
She's 5'3", but
let
she
her answer, let her answer for herself. Let's see how she categorizes herself.
Categorize yourself.
I am a big
lady.
Girl. I'm a big dark skinned girl.
You're like a pressure type big girl.
Precious? Do you got guns? This boss lady. Do you got guns? Do you got 21-inch pythons?
She got
you choking the ass and take the penis.
She got
that's what we
want to
know.
She got TV, 3 bellies.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. All I want to know is can you choke a nigga out and take the penis?
If she wants to, if she,
I don't
want to
wake up my asshole.
Look,
hurt.
All I can say is, you couldn't handle me. You couldn't deal with me. You couldn't take me. You talking
Ooh.
All that trash right now, but
Ooh.
You been running back home. Believe that.
Now, you're talking to good hygiene, right?
You're talking to big homie.
Oh, my big homie will fuck you senseless, man. You'll be broke as a motherfucker fucking with me.
Please. You don't know.
You go from boss lady to employing lady. I have your ass
whatever.
Out there. I love ACGs. Size 13, you know what I mean?
Good for you.
Oh, man, y'all is crazy.
Oh, my
I like the
God,
boss lady. She took a joke. I'm just joking with you, Miss Boss Lady. You sound like you're on top of your business. You
yes,
handle it right. Apparently, you're doing a good job. Pinky got you in the rotation. You're doing a good job. I'm just pulling your leg right now. Don't take it personal, but I will fuck the shit
Why
out of
you. Why would I take it personal?
I will give you a hot rag. I will give
you
a hot rag.
Why would I?
I'm about to feel good. I got the next show next at 9 o'clock. Call in.
No, I'm not calling. I got things
to
do.
Yeah, I can respect that. I can respect that. Get that money, but I will put a hot rag on that pussy, though. That's all I'm saying.
Please.
Hot rag the pussy. I will
doing
hot rag
what?
The pussy.
You and who else?
Gorilla
I know you
want to
need some help.
I'm going to show up that gorilla.
You're going to need some help. It's not like
well,
you're packing
it.
Or
fuck it. I'll take some help. I'll take some help. Bring the toys out. Bring it for you. I'll be sure to have the deal, though.
I'll jump in there if you wash it twice and throw it back once.
I'll
get in there.
Miss Boss Lady, that is good hygiene. And every you got to expect that from him. Every girl that he fucks, she must
I'm
wash
gonna
get on
it at least
2-3
times before
he gets
a pussy. I'm going to ask Pinky next week how many times she washes it in between fucks.
All I want to know is this. You say I need help. Just bring out the dildos and I'll hit you in the head with one. You right in the head with that dildo.
Man, look. A guy like you talking all that trash, that means you small. You can't do nothing. You can't perform like you claim
wow.
you can.
What I'm saying,
you're talking too much trash. A man who can get down, he won't say anything. He don't have to
say
too
saying.
Much.
That's what I'm saying, Ms. Boss Lady. Half of my page
now.
On Facebook, I'll fuck. And ain't nobody complaining.
Little homie.
Get the fuck out of here, fucking keep it real talk.
Dallas,
I hear you fucking real talk.
You flipped the script, son. You really got me wondering. You know who this is. You bend over?
Who?
Yeah, I've been over.
Boss lady. You bend her ass over?
Yep.
I always like them thickums, though.
Big homie, she ain't
thick like that, big homie.
She's fucking 5'3". She's 5'3" and won't give a size up.
No, Steph said she right.
He being nice. He need that interview
hey,
next week.
Hey, listen,
interview
hey,
next
she's
week.
5'3", and Pinky shorter than her. So what that mean?
Pinky ain't shorter
retarded,
than her.
Though.
Yes,
no,
she is.
Pinky is 4'11".
But Steph
Pinky
like that Pinky too, though.
Pinky is 4'11".
Pinky 4'11" with all that ass? God.
Yes.
Damn.
I don't know. Pinky this real light-skinned chick, right?
Yeah, Pinky, she's 4'11". You couldn't tell, but she's short.
She got a nice twat, though.
Oh, my God. He is so damn stupid.
So stupid.
I don't know, man. But I don't know.
You know what?
Her neck looks like it's almost gone now. She got a couple cheeseburgers away.
Hey, Steph. Hey,
yes, sir.
Shut up.
We're going to do this from the Marquee or the Millennium next week.
My man. Why are you asking all these questions, man?
Oh, my God. You know what?
Hey, I'm telling you, I can set that up.
Oh, this is Pinky. She got the... She got a gap. She got the gap and
yes.
short light skin chick.
Yeah.
Somebody snag your meat coming in and out.
Yo, I could have us on a quantum speed, for so we can make sure we get all of the callers and everything be high speed on the internet and everything, son. I could make sure we had a switchboard there. Everything be lit up. We have our microphones, the headsets, and everything.
Hey, my switchboard operator, you hear him trying to cut throat on here?
That's one of the dudes we're getting rid of right now.
Huh?
That's what we're trying to get rid of him.
They're trying to get rid of me. They're trying to get rid of the switchboard operator, right?
No, get rid of this dude trying to cut us off out the picture.
That's fucking Mark, kid. That's motherfucking
Mark. Mark gotta go.
Hey. I'm just trying to add something to the quality of the show, man. I'm just, you know,
we got to show our guests,
you know, a good quality product.
Yes, yes, baby.
Hey, Steph, it's a switchboard operator. Just let me know when, and I can cut it off.
Oh, damn. Hey, switchboard operator, don't do that.
Don't do that. Let me know when I can cut it off.
Hey, Steph, you know you got to use your connection, son. You know where I work at. Come on now.
I know that, baby.
I could get a little quantum speed, son.
All I'm saying, if Pinky going to be on the line, what I'm saying, if Pinky going to get on the line, let's get these bitches some guidance, these other bitches get some guidance.
Dang,
she getting money for her coaching. She getting money for her coaching. The rest of these chicks ain't getting nothing.
Who I call on?
Hey,
who that said it got to be more careful when they call it? Who that?
Hey, I googled that chick. That's some real crazy shit on that girl.
Hey, but listen, you know something? You know something, big homie?
What's that?
They got to speak up, though. It ain't but three on here tonight talking.
Three girls?
But that kid a little nigga don't want no dick.
Shut the hell up.
That's big homie that said that, Kia.
Hey, what's her name, Kia? Did she call yourself, big homie? Did Kia call your show?
Yeah, she called. She don't talk. She under pressure.
You know why?
Under pressure. Look, she can't say nothing.
Did we lose the boss lady? You still there, baby?
Yeah, I was about to get off.
You ain't going nowhere. Be quiet.
Who that? Who said they about to get off? Hey, hold up. That's Miss Boss Lady. Miss Boss Lady. Miss Boss Lady. Oh, that's what happens when you don't pay attention. Women do not pay attention. Yep, I agree. That's what happens. That's what happens when you don't pay attention. Women do not pay attention. Y'all stop saying that. This is Mark. Get a big homie co-signer. That's just raggedy ass iPhone. You gotta go to the Samsung 3, dude. Gotta keep 3, baby.
She's a motherfucking boss. That's why she the boss lady. She's the boss.
Sam, did you hear what the lady said?
Oh my God! Miss Boss Lady, I'm so glad you called in. You know, this is how the show is every Monday. I think next Monday we'll have a little bit more leisure for her, so she can really answer some questions and talk to the people out there.
When Pinky gets on, like she tweets it, and I'm telling y'all line's gonna be so lit up, it's gonna be backed up, and it's not gonna be just from guys, it's gonna be females too.
I know she's into women. I know that. We're gonna ask about her. Does she like men more or women more, or what's her thing? You know, what's up with the rap? We're gonna ask her all type of shit, baby.
Yeah,
Did she catch any feelings for her customers?
Does she what?
Oh,
catch
like
feelings for her customers.
You know what?
Dumbass. Somebody sound like they're looking for a wife or something. Like,
oh my God.
Yo, sometimes they catch feelings over that dick.
well, see, hey, did you hear that? Switchboard operator and Steph and Real Talk, did you hear that? She said she get on there, when she gets on the show, she gonna tweet it, so people gonna be calling in. We need that bandwidth, son. Like, I can put us on quantum speed. So we need.
Well, I'm not
going to
tweet it.
Shut up, big fan base already.
Why not?
And Steph is going to get every single call, best and believe. Anybody calling DQ Powers, they will get through.
We have every
Monday, baby. We're going to be good.
We're definitely going to be good.
All I'm saying is this.
We're
going to get a professional.
You need to let me set this up now. You need to let me set this up.
All I'm saying is, we're going to get a professional. If we're going to get a professional cocksucker on the line, we need to have everything working right.
Works right every single Monday. Trust and believe.
Oh, that nigga's stupid. The cocksucker. Where's your girl, resume? What's your occupation? Cocksucker.
Professional. I want her to get some guidance, because these chicks don't take professional. They don't appreciate the art of sucking a penis. You gotta appreciate that art. That's an art.
Oh,
they
told
me
God.
It's stupid.
You are so damn stupid.
Okay.
You said professional cocksucker.
I just want everybody to take pride in it, like Pinky do. She take pride in the cock.
She does.
I can tell the way she sucked it on camera that she love her job.
Stupid ass.
Tiffany from BK says she suck a good cock too. Now
they say if you're gonna do it, be the best at it.
No question.
Ain't that right, Tiffany?
I do what I do.
Tiffany,
oh, what you say? Say that again.
Who said that? Tiffany said she like what she do?
Yeah, Tiffany from Brooklyn, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, Tiffany, Tiffany, can we get a sample of that shit with Pinky's online?
This is so stupid.
See, that's how we need the conference room.
You might be the next Pinky in the making, call you Blackie.
Exactly.
You might be the one coming up.
Hey, you might be the first one in my union.
That's why we need the conference room where we
this
all
fucking, if you fucking try and slide that conference shit in one more time.
Dumbass.
I'm telling you, if we all at the same location.
Hey,
I bet y'all
a bunch of
dicks in one chick.
Bill and Rachel take all of them out. She one of them old school dick suckers.
Stupid.
New
school twist
on
it. Right, right, Rachel.
With a new school twist on it.
But she not to suck dick to the OG.
I like the old school dick suckers.
Unbelievable.
She was sucking dick when Foxy Brown had an afro.
The old school cocksuckers got history.
Who the fuck is playing Busta Rhymes?
That's my background music, man. We want some love shit on here, man.
Nah, man, you want to hear some? When Pinky, I want to hear some. Put it in the mouth, shit or something.
Don't worry, we're gonna have all that going on. I just want her to moan in the background. I want her to moan in the background.
Now you talking about playing some open your mouth shit?
No.
Boss lady.
Yeah.
We want her to play her soundtrack of her moaning in the background while she's getting her ass.
No. What we're gonna do is we're gonna play Pinky's rap songs in the background next when we interview her.
Is she moaning?
Is my switchboard operator? You hear that switchboard operator?
stupid.
I
want to
hear her moan.
I
want to hear her moan while she getting her ass plowed.
I got
God.
Yo, hey, I got the notes already. I got the notes. I got the DJ. He gonna have all that set up. Now, where we meeting at?
This motherfucker here.
This nigga here, secretary.
Hey, Miss Boss Lady, this I think this dude Mark trying to take your fucking job. This motherfucker got notes, pamphlets,
he got
quick flyers. All
he
type of shit.
Blueprint.
Yeah.
Hey, if she see this layout that I got set up for, lined up for them next week, she gonna be like, damn,
hey.
you got it going on, son. What's up,
hey,
you
got any,
hey,
you got any finger food?
Yeah.
Hey, remember when me and you and Lola was on the phone when we said we was gonna do?
Yeah.
I said I had 200 on it.
Right.
I got 500 on to make Pinky on this on that
hold
plan.
Hold up. Who's that? Mark? Yeah, that's good hygiene that said that.
I got 500 on that plan, son.
Good hygiene. I guess that gas hustle paid off, huh?
Huh?
I guess you was on that gas hustle, huh? When it saw Hurricane Sandy?
Fuck, you work for the feds, man. Shut that shit off. We're hearing bullshit right now.
Hey, big homie. Hey, big homie.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
A touchy situation right there. Don't talk.
Yeah. We all have gas in our back pocket.
That's
I don't want to hear that bullshit right here. This nigga here working for them boys. Quick his ass off, Lavinia.
He working for
the man. He said push his ass off.
Back to the conference room. Hold up. How the hell y'all find out about Accept? That's some bullshit.
About what?
They had that shit on the GQ Palace show.
Hey, what on the GQ Palace show?
About my Luke oil, the Luke oil.
You said you was going to be on the corner selling oil. You forgot that conversation we had?
Dumbass.
Nah,
yo, wait a
minute. It was nice talking to you guys. I have to go.
Okay, Miss Boss Lady. I'll be talking to you behind the scenes this week. Make, you know, keep on the same page, baby. And thanks for calling in, baby.
Make sure you call me so I can send you that her music and stuff.
I'll call you so you can send me the music so I can play in the background, all right, baby?
And make
Will
sure you answer my,
follow me on Twitter.
You make sure you answer my tweets too.
Who's following her on Twitter? Who just followed her on Twitter? Somebody just followed her on Twitter. Was it you, Rachel?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was her. That was her, Miss Boss Lady.
That was Rachel. That was me.
That's the old school dick sucker.
Stop.
Stupid.
I bet you Miss Boss Lady the old school dick sucker too.
With a new twist on it.
Yeah.
You ain't the only one. I bet you Miss Boss Lady's one of them niggas too.
Stupid.
Oh man. Good
call.
Fucking show tonight. Y'all motherfuckers ain't shit, man.
Call Rachel Old Spice.
My stomach is hurting. Y'all know I never call in this that early. I stayed on the whole show with y'all.
Who the hell is that?
Rachel.
That's Rachel.
Rachel, your cocksucking ass is on the show every Monday. You on the show?
But I normally don't call it until late on the show. I called in right when the show began today. I stayed on the whole show.
You must have had no penis.
Bill ain't been in town lately.
Bill.
Bill.
Gosh.
Well,
you must have had no penis.
Hey, yo, did he ever call back since that first day, yo?
Nope,
Bill never
called
back,
so.
Man.
Oh,
Rachel is the one that was fucked with that lame nigga Bill.
I haven't seen or heard from him since y'all ran him off the phone. Or he left me.
We don't believe all that.
Boo, Bill.
Bill beat that guts up one time. Then he got low. Bill did what he's supposed to do. Bill threw all of us under the bus. He was a gentleman, and then you sucked his dick, and then he got low.
That's your old square penis.
Bill did what he's supposed to do.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I can't.
Y'all are hilarious.
Where my girl Shelly? Where the fuck you at, Shelly? Shelly, where the fuck you at, Shelly?
Man,
I thought she was a fucking deaf mute. You've been gone for the last hour.
Shelly on the phone?
Yeah, Shelly been on the phone all this fucking whole time. Ain't say shit.
Hey, Shelly.
What?
Shelly.
Yeah.
Did you get some dick yet? No dick yet, Shelly? I know your pussy hates you.
The first thing I asked what she called in, big homie. Did you fuck for Thanksgiving? She said no.
I know her pussy mad at her.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Her pussy is mad at her right now. Her pussy is not your friend. Depriving the coochie.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm good.
Coochie need love too, yo.
It's a bad piss. Damn. I'm not going to entertain that.
Who the fuck is that moaning back there?
That's a baby.
That's Miss Boss Lady. Miss Boss Lady.
Who the fuck?
She said, hey, big homie, you said big. That's Miss Boss Lady, huh?
Yeah, that's her. Well, miss yourself.
Hey, big homie, what was wrong with your truck, man?
I blew out my differential on my four-wheel drive.
Oh, did you get a new differential? You got a new one or no?
I got a brand new one.
How much was it?
$1,500.
A brand? It was $1,500 for a differential?
Yeah, it was like $1,000 in a dual truck.
Where'd you get it from?
I don't know where he got it from. It could be old. I don't know. I didn't go get it with him. All I know is I got my car back.
Some Nissan car dealership?
You sort of stay on top of me with that shit, man. I probably could have got you that shit dirt cheap, man.
Your guy, holy moly, got fucking lost, man.
Oh, you sort of call me, man, and I stay on top of that. You asked me for the number. You sort of stay on top of me, man. I probably had the part delivered there. You'd probably got the shit at half price or something.
I was thinking about that, but I was like, yo, let me let this dude. He gave me the lineup. Let me handle my own scandal. I was calling your man.
Nah, man.
Holy.
I mean, I just brought you over there. I was for the handle of the scandal, dude.
And the dude Manny got missing on me for 3 days.
Yeah, that mother. He don't never answer the phone. You got to go there. That's why we went there, kid.
Yeah, he got low. He got missing. Well, you know, the moral of the story is do not leave town with just show money. You better have real money because $1,500 on vacation? Yeah, uh-huh.
Ballin'! You should have had some damn ballin'.
Kia, what's up, Kia? You there, baby?
Hey, Steph. What's going on, Steph?
Ain't nothing. Big homie said you on his radar, baby.
Oh,
no question.
A damn piss, ass.
Oh, you say that now. You gotta wait till you get a mouthful.
Don't lie what they're doing, jackass. The piss.
That should sound good on the radio, but one day you gotta pay the piper.
Whatever. Nigga, shut up. Man. Hey, Seth.
Yes, baby.
Morning.
Call
you,
baby.
Seth. How
I'm
you?
Good, baby. I'm great,
okay.
Baby.
One day she's going to have to pay the piper.
I can't stand
pay the piper,
Jeff. I'm going to have to pay the piper. I'm not paying no piper. I'm going to pay the piper. And I'm going to call and ask to see if this piss can answer a real relationship question on his next show. I'm going to see whether his ass is a damn piss. His ass.
Hey, listen.
Hold on. You ask him a real question on the next show, man.
I'm asking him a real question. I'm gonna see if that damn piss can answer the question, which I know
is
the best
question. Long as about to do something on my dick, we can get an answer.
Hey, Mark. You ain't a Mark in good hygiene. Y'all ain't know Big Homie got his own show right after mine tonight, do y'all?
I know now.
He got his own fucking show.
What's the name of it? Hey, is it PG-13?
Hell no. Hell, you know better than that.
Huh? I would never sign up for that.
What is it, same number?
Same number.
Oh. Do we got to hang up then?
I don't think so.
Hey, big homie, you got to kick them there. I know how to really, get right.
We got the same crew. We got the same punk ass females, but we got a couple of extra ones.
You don't have to hang up. Just stay on the line and say you want to go on the air.
You stay on the line.
Oh, okay. Is Old Spice up there?
Old Spice is up there.
I'm done with y'all.
Old Spice is in the building.
Old Spice is in the building.
smelling like motherfucking Bengay.
Stupid.
Oh my God, man.
But
the topic tonight on my show, what's causing the death of relationship? Why are we so cool with fucking and hooking up instead of building up? Why is fucking cooler than having a girl?
Not enough good quality dick suckers in life this time.
Exactly. That's where I was going.
What was the question again?
Why can't we build relationship? Why hooking up is better than building up?
Because we have good jackasses like you.
Hey, shit, you'd be lucky to get a jackass like me. I know you've been striking out. I know you've been striking out your whole life.
You can't talk to Old Spice like that. She got
ease
on the
lips. You know that's a damn lie. I'm not worried about you.
You know you've been striking out your whole life.
Yeah, whatever.
She got a lot of age on them lips, Old Spice there. You can't talk to her like that.
She got a lot of
miles on them lips.
You know why you set that hole up too?
It ain't my fault. You got frequent travel miles on them things.
I bet your kid got a nice little twat on her.
Camel
Damn.
Camel toe?
I bet you it's bad because she ain't getting no action with that fucking mouth on her.
Come on, put your pants on.
Camel toe?
Because I got a nap on me?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I'm not going to sit here and allow you to be calling me, whatever the name you be calling. If I'm not going to be sitting here, maybe the other ladies, I know that's not only so allow you to be talking to them any other way. You're going to come correct here, you damn
shit. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, y'all just stay on the line. Y'all just stay on the line. We got 4 minutes to lift off.
Dumbass. Yeah, I need to sit back for this one.
Man,
we're
mom being
cigarettes.
We got
4 minutes to
lift for.
I'm about to spike this eggnog shit.
That's what I had yesterday, baby. Some spiked eggnog shit. Good as a motherfucker.
I know. I'm about to spike that right now. I'm sitting on the sofa. This is crazy. See, good thing I switched my days, because I'll be at work right now. I wouldn't be able to do all of that.
Well, that's what the fuck it is, then. That's what the fuck it is.
Oh,
yo,
man.
We had a great motherfucking show tonight, y'all.
Yeah.
Great fucking show, as usual.
Say, what are you doing? Get up with pants on. I said, put your pants on. I didn't say take your shirt off. Put your pants on.
What the fuck? Somebody put their pants on? What the fuck going on in there? That sound like Mark. I told y'all was something funny about that motherfucker, Mark. I told y'all. Y'all didn't want to fucking listen to me. He thought I was off the fucking air. I hear every fucking thing. He's telling somebody, put your fucking pants on. And I ain't a woman he talking to, because it was a female. He'd be like, yo, put your fucking panties on. But he's saying pants. Right? That's a fucking dude, Mark, fucking with. Good hygiene, you're going bad ways, my brother. You're going bad ways.
I can't take you.
You're going bad. How the fuck you going to be on the air worldwide on a radio station about put your pants on? What the fuck? What female you going to be saying put your pants on to? How are you going to think that's a fucking dude? Yeah, put your pants on.
Hey,
I hear that shit.
Hey, real talk.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with you, homie. I ain't fucking with you, dog.
What just happened? Did I miss something?
You damn right. You missed the nigga who pants you were telling to put on. That's what you missed.
What happened? All right, y'all, we got a few seconds left.
I'm waiting for Dr. Feelgood's show, big homie.
We got a few seconds left. We're going to switch it over to my man, big homie.
Thanks for calling in, y'all. Big homie, you ready to take over your show for the night, baby?
I'm ready, baby. I'm ready, baby. All right. Countdown.
We're signing off to my show, and we're going right into Big Homie's show with Dr. Feel Good. Dr. Feel Good, let's go. Peace.
Yeah. Come on with that Jodeci. Come on. Where that Jodeci at?
Are you ready?
Oh, 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 there you are.
Anybody in the building? Hello, mic check 1, 2. Mic check. Mic check.
We good. Everybody's here. Everybody's here. We're good.
I can't hear nothing. Nobody ain't talking to me.
You ain't saying nothing.
Okay,
hello?
I'm in the building.
Hello,
hello.
Hello. We hear your voice.
Yeah,
okay,
we hear.
Everybody settle down. The big deal is here. The big deal is in the building. Everybody settle down. Everybody settle down. One at a time. One at a time, I'm going to need y'all to sound off and let me know who I'm working with. I need the ladies first, and I need the fellas second. All right, ladies, who's on the line?
That's the same thing as the same flight. I just need a different flight. Put me in an avenue flight. All right, bye.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I got to go out of town, and I got to go out of town tomorrow. I'm going to set you. This is Kia.
All right. I knew it was your ratchet ass. Who else is on the line, yo?
I gotta go out of town tomorrow. I'll be quiet.
Tiffany's on the line. Who else? We got any more females?
Shelly's here.
Shelly's there.
Hey,
who
Shelly.
Else? Who else is there?
Hey, here. How are you?
Hey, listen.
I'm
I have y'all hook up. You have y'all hook a meeting after the show.
Shut up.
Hook a meeting
up.
After the show.
Whatever. Shut up.
Okay. Who else? Where the fellas at? Who we got on the line?
You got Dallas, nigga.
You got Dallas.
Hey,
who else
Dallas.
Y'all?
Hey, Dallas.
What's up, baby?
Fucking
up,
groupies. Baby? You're a fucking groupies.
Talk on the line. Real talk is here.
Steph, I don't even know how you friends with his ass.
I hate fucking groupies. Fucking
groupie
asses.
You got Mark here.
Okay, that's what it is. Let's start the show. Let's start the show. The topic tonight is this. Why is relationships just so hard to keep? Why is it easier to get some pussy but hard to have a relationship? Who want to step up?
Dallas, bitches ain't shit. There you go.
Bitches are. That's a true statement, though.
Wow. Are you serious, Dallas? Are you serious?
Well, I'm just saying. There's a lot of bitches out there that's fucking up for y'all good women.
Exactly. He is 100% right.
That goes both ways, though.
All women are good, then you are mutually at home. But you got a bunch of stragglers out there that's fucking for peanuts. So why wouldn't I fuck with them bitches for peanuts?
You know what?
What's your saying, though?
It's so easy to get something else. Why would it be so hard to build a relationship when it's so easy to get it from another one? You know what I mean?
Exactly. See, what he's saying is this. If you chicks are not going to have standards. If you're going to fuck a dude who's 40-year-old and his pants are still sagging,
know what I mean?
Ask me
a serious question.
Because I'm trying to figure out what you say. If we, who is looking for a guy with sagging pants?
You don't. But that's what I'm saying, though. These guys are still fucking. They fucking somebody.
Yep.
A man is not going to be shit until you make him step up. So you got to own that. If I know I could just fuck you whenever I want to and dog you out, why would I change up?
That's how cool it is.
That was the internet police. Yo, all I'm saying is this, though. You got to understand, like, what are you saying about that? You know, y'all chicks accept so much saggy jeans, 50-year-old still with cornrows and shit like that. You know, how you expect guys to step up if y'all still fucking these dudes?
Well, do you need to talk to the females that accept the guys like that? Because I don't think any female on this show, they talk to them that accept that.
Who's speaking?
Loud ass.
Okay, well, here's the problem, Kia. You are the minority. These dudes are still humping somebody.
We ain't humping over here, okay?
Exactly. I need you to have a job, a 401k.
Oh, my God. Your 401k better be up numbers.
What do my 401k got to do? If y'all ain't getting none of his 401k, what you care about?
I'm not saying for me because I don't need that. I work. But what
I'm saying is, what is 401k got to do with a relationship?
Listen, you have to have a foundation, some stability, no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You have to have when you retire or stop doing whatever you're doing, you need something to fall back on. Not for me. For you. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no time to be nobody's sugar mama. You got to do it for your damn self.
Are you sugar mama and you broke?
Oh, who? Shit, I work. I ain't broke.
There's a lot of people that work that's broke.
Oh, no, but see, this is the point. I'm not going to live beyond my means. You understand? I'm going to do what's best for me, what I can afford, what my pockets can afford. I'm not trying
Who's
to live.
Who's saying this? Who is talking right now, Rachel?
Tiffany,
this is what I'm saying, Tiffany. Let me ask you a question. And don't lie, because, you know, most people lie when you ask them a real direct question. Have you ever bagged up a dude that worked in McDonald's?
Honestly, no.
Okay, do you think that there could be some good men in McDonald's?
There could be, but guess what? They got pension plans, too.
So why you not having humped none of them?
I never met anybody that worked in McDonald's.
There's a lot of niggas in McDonald's.
All right, but I mean, hey, I ain't meeting none.
Are you single? Are you single?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you could be passing up some good penis right now because he got flour on his jeans.
Oh, he's somebody going to Miami McDonald's.
Huh?
No, I was saying, he said you pass up some jingles because you know, you single and this guy's in McDonald's.
Maybe they not to my liking, though. I mean, I've never met anybody, but they could not be the type of person that I would, you know what I'm saying? They might
but
come
you know,
across
every,
wrong.
Every guy has dated a fast food chick. Why is that?
I don't know, because I've never worked in fast food, so I can't even.
You're 100% right, though, Nitty. How come?
Because guys they just date chicks who they like. They don't really care about what you make. We just date who we like. Men date. Y'all looking at a dude and see what he got, and half of y'all don't got shit.
Mm-hmm. That's the best way to put that shit.
You want to be 25, and you want a guy with a Benz, and you riding the bus.
I can't pick on that. I'm not in cars,
because guess what? The same way I get in that car, you can put me the fuck out the car. So, you know what I mean? It don't matter.
They all say that shit, but the truth of the matter, the fact that they care about that shit. I don't care who say they don't. Y'all care about that shit.
I've been taking a bus for all this damn long. I don't give a fuck.
So
and
you
I'm
trying
still
to tell me, honestly talking, you want to tell me that the guy riding the bus next to you is just as attractive as the guy outside the bus in the drop top?
Yeah, why not? First of all, you don't know why he's taking the bus.
But I noticed that the guys with the drop tops got way more pussy than a guy on the bus.
And guess what? The guys with the drop top is the main ones with them DV charges, because they will beat the bitch up and put you the fuck out their car.
You know what? Tiffany, so you're trying to say if a dude coming to pick you up and he pull up in something fancy like a drop top versus a dude pulling up in a borrowed car, you don't look at that like, damn, when you walk out the door, first impression?
I'm not impressed by that. That's meticulous.
That help you give it up that much faster.
No, I don't think so, because I'm not impressed by that. That's material. You know
that
mean?
Shit
that
sound good on the radio, though.
All right.
But them dudes in the drop top is getting a lot of bitches.
No. Why if a guy have a nice car, and all of a sudden we got to be attracted to him because he got a nice car? He made stupid as hell with that damn nice car. You kidding me?
All y'all women like nice things and that shit. Y'all like that glam.
But he may be ignorant. Why do we walk around with an ignorant-ass guy?
I tell you what.
We have to look within ourselves, and if we that materialistic, then come on now. No.
All right, I tell you what. Listen, I want y'all to listen right now. I want you to listen right now. All the things that dudes, men do are for women. So if a dude feel like he got to buy a nice car to get women, it's because y'all made him feel that way.
Y'all going to make them pay
with that. I disagree with that.
I going to make them pay.
My thing with y'all women is when a dude pull up with the nice G-Rod, y'all look at that as a plus, so y'all can say y'all got a better nigga than your next girl got. That's what I think.
First of all, only little girls do that. Only little girls do that.
It ain't no little girls, because all y'all is the same thing. I flip it on the thing. Let's flip it on the car. Y'all saying, oh, little girls do that. When the dude, if you get with a dude and he's serious and y'all say y'all are into that, if a dude was to propose to you or buy you a ring, y'all want that nice fancy ring so you could tell your friends, look what I got. You could say it's young girl, new girl. All y'all like that fancy shit and y'all want to look good, better than the next shit.
But if that's your main focus, then come on. Your whole relationship would be based on things. You understand what I'm saying?
If you're trying to tell me that if your man bought you a popcorn diamond that looked like a blade of grass, a grain of rice, and you can't even see the damn diamond, you're going to be fucked.
And guess what? Over time, it upgraded. I had one in the beginning.
And you ain't with that nigga no more, right?
We broke up a while ago. But guess what? By the time we did break up, my ring had upgraded already. We broke up, my ring had upgraded. Like he kept upgrading it, so it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It was small when I first got it, but then it upgraded.
Well, you could be one of the few. You could be one of the few, but listen to us guys, all right? Because you don't date guys. I mean,
wait a minute. You gotta be fair. Are you kidding me? We gonna listen to you. What y'all have to say when that fool just got up there on this line and gonna say what he just said? Who said this out before you talk? Telling us something. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna take advice from him. Are you kidding me?
Advice for who?
I'm just serious. Are you kidding me?
Wait.
Talking to me, Kia?
Yes, I am.
What's your problem?
Not you, Steph. The other guy that was in between here.
You talking about me?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I was just saying advice for them.
Wait a minute. Who's that Old Spice? Is that Old Spice?
Nah, that's that little ratchet nigga, Kia.
Okay, come on. You can say that, but it's the truth. You don't got to admit it because no chick want to like a gold digger. But you believe it or not, you ain't face reality. It does fucking matter. Because when you see a dude and he looking raggedy, you don't want to do him. But when you see a nigga looking fly, you like that shit. So you can say that,
That's bullshit. Let me tell you something. Not all females. Just because all females do not look at a guy like that because he's looking that way because he just come from work. But you know what? He could be the best guy and then deal with a headache like an arrogant ass like you. He could be the best guy. Are you kidding me?
It don't got nothing to do with it. We're not talking about the personality of the person. We're talking about when you see that dude, you want to... That's the same thing. You rather be with somebody better looking than a raggedy motherfucker. That go back to your show, Steph. Do you be a guy personality or good look?
My thing is, you know what? You have common sense. Your teeth is straight. Your teeth look good. You know, come on. I'm not going to sit here and say you got to be snug right here. No. But I'm gonna sit here and pick
so
a top
so you don't. So let me ask you this: so do you? So you? So you buy? Do you buy regular sneakers? Or do you buy Payless?
Let me ask you, how do you like sneakers?
Okay,
all right,
do you wear red bottoms and all that nice, the new
fancy
stuff
that girls
wear?
She's a BOGO. She's a BOGO.
I'm going to show you, talking about me raggedy. If a dude couldn't pick you up, what is acceptable for you? Where would you rather him? Where is an acceptable place for him to take you?
No, don't.
Answer the question. You know what? Because you're a McDonald's chick.
She's not going to answer.
I don't want to go to McDonald's.
All right, so listen. No, be real. All right, where's an acceptable place for a dude to take you?
Somewhere, a nice restaurant. I like a lot of stuff up in Harlem. I'm a Harlem eater. I like to go up to Harlem to eat a lot.
Okay.
I don't know too much about Harlem,
but I know what I'm saying. That Harlem's a nice upscale, some type of place where most people are, right? So let me ask you this: since none of this matters to you, if old boy pull up in cold blue pacer and take you to that nice restaurant, it don't matter to you? When you get out the car smelling like oil?
That one is perfect. But my car looks better than his. Then he can secure because my car looks better than him. That's the problem with a lot of us. Single women who has it going on, great job, great career, but you got a guy and he look at you. He pull up in the car, and then he look at you, flip your mom, and he's like, oh, that's you? Yeah.
You need to watch that movie. Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady.
I don't need to watch that movie.
Hey, hold up, Kia. This is what I'm saying, though. There's some basic facts that women don't understand because y'all don't date other women. So what you're saying could be correct about how you move and how Tiff move is different from the rest of these broads. But listen to dudes who have humped a lot of women.
Listen.
There's been days when I've been on the block in the same clothes for 3 days, not looking my best. And I got no action. But as soon as I went in, shit, shave, and shower and got a car wash, I'm getting head in the drive-thru. Why is that?
Because they like that look. That's reality. And Kia, and truth is, believe it or not, it matters to a dude whether he come out stepping correct. Because a dude do that, he don't do that. It's not just for himself. Most dudes got pride in themselves, but most dudes do it when they get out.
It's like the chicks.
The chicks, look at that shit. You go to, I don't know where it's out there, but you pull up around here where I'm from, and you pull up and you looking right, the whole fucking line stop. But if you pull up in the Pinto, it don't matter. You smelling, you looking like oil. You like, get to the back of the line. It matters in the world. Image is everything around the world.
Don't get me wrong. Image is important. That's the top thing. When you come out, you got to sell yourself. But nobody's going to remember you if you do not have image.
Exactly. So it's the same thing with women. You just answered it to yourself. So that's just kind of, image is everything. So the first impression when he pull up tells him whether or not if you're going to be with him or whatever the case may be.
Can't you ever think about if a guy, of course, he got this image or whatever, or you go on a date or whatever, he had no sense of humor. You're like, what the hell?
But you don't get to that date with no image. You don't get to that date with no image.
Oh, God, this is
ridiculous. Yeah, just shut up. Let me run my show. You just shut the hell up with that cackling. This is what I'm saying. When the problem with relationships is, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that women want more than they are actually willing to give.
Why you say that?
Because I date hookers.
Oh gosh, you know what?
I know that women.
You don't never
listen, quiet,
now,
quiet.
You.
quiet. I know that women come to a situation with a checklist of all the shit they like in a guy, and they can't check that same shit off for themselves.
You know what?
Hey, Kia, you ever had to do to get your nails and feet done?
What have I ever do to get my no?
You've never asked a dude to get you a pedicure.
No, I didn't.
You're a fucking
never,
liar.
Never asked for a hairdo.
Let me tell you something. Because you know you can't wait for you guys. If I'm coming to work, I'm going to get my hair done, and I get my hair done every weekend. So I got to wait for him to come bring me the money. I'm going to get my damn hair done.
Hey, Tia, you sound like you're out of control right now. A lot of chicks that be fucking begging for that hairdo money to get their own hair done, they just still begging. Yep. It's not that they can't get their hair done. They just pimping niggas. Since the beginning of time, shut the fuck up. Since the beginning of time, chicks have been pimping niggas. The game is not fair.
I'm saying that when I go get my hair done, I'm already at the shop. So why would I call him to come bring me money to get my hair done instead of that? Yeah, go get my dry clean.
So what you're saying is you get off work and go get it done and just get the money back from him later.
Exactly.
Right, probably, yeah.
Same shit.
But that
you big fucking dummy.
You know what? I'm helping your fucking ratchet ass.
Because you only gonna get is some used condoms on your floor and a sore pussy. You ain't gonna get a man with that attitude. Listen, you sound very angry right now.
You know what?
Now I'm trying to tell y'all, listen.
Kid, when the last time you been out on a date?
Yeah.
Wow,
but
they just showed our library.
Huh?
You went to the library?
No, I was looking at some on TV.
When the last time you ladies been on a good date?
Wow.
A month ago. And Stash, I'm telling you right now.
What?
That's why sometimes we get a damn headache from you guys.
All right, so the date was good. What made the date good?
The date wasn't good. I said the date was good.
I asked you, when the last time you been on a good date, big dummy?
I'm not fucking playing with you. I'm serious as hell.
I'm asking you a question, big dummy. When the last time you been on a good date? Hello?
You better come to me the right way.
Nobody's been on a good date.
Kid, when the last time you been on? When the last time you was on a good date?
A good date.
July.
Tiffany, Tiff, when the last time you been on a good date, Tiff?
Over a year ago.
Why do you think this is a problem? Can none of y'all remember a recent good date? Why do you think that's an issue?
Well, mine is because of my work schedule.
Oh, so you got five jobs? You the five job lady?
No, I work nights. I work from 11 at night to 7 in the morning.
Some of the best dates are in the daytime. Matinees, lunch.
Listen, obviously, I'm tired. And see, I have two small children, so I have to deal with them.
Some little niggas will drive you crazy.
Exactly.
I understand.
So right now, it's not a good look for me.
You said you had four little children?
Two.
Yeah, I went one of them.
I understand why you had a long date. They were like, "Damn, you got a daycare."
But you don't think it's a reason why dudes don't want to take chicks out no more? Because it's real easy to get laid without taking chicks out. Why take you out to dinner when I can go straight to dick sucking heaven?
Well, what's
Well, some women do make it easy like that.
Some? You said some?
Yeah, some.
Oh, you need to start humping women. That shit's a layup.
It's not a layup.
Well, I think you gotta get the standards up. That's what I think.
You can't make a man step his game up when your game ain't up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Exactly.
We don't never take time to look in the mirror and point the finger at ourselves. You said Kia lady? What?
Say I'm a lady, whatever, nitty.
This fucking tramp ain't no lady. you call that tramp no lady?
Yeah, cause she's straight lying
like a motherfucker. Why you asking Steph? You was a Steph groupie. Steph, take the groupie the fuck out of here.
That's Steph talking to you.
You can say what you want, but I know Steph personally. I don't know if you do, but I know when Steph go out, he makes sure he step out correct. Anybody I know that he hang with, make sure they do the same thing. So you wouldn't know him or be hanging around people he know if you talk about none of the shit that matters. So save that bullshit to somebody that don't know.
Call in on a Wednesday show to Bill.
To somebody else.
How she gonna try to use your cool sound like you a half ass nigga?
Steph, tell her I don't worry about that stuff, Steph. I know how you roll. Fuck out of here.
He sure told your ratchet ass. Now Tiffany, back to you. Next, your question, Tiffany. So, you ain't have a good date in a year. You have bad little kids. You have 15 jobs. And you don't think that there's a man out there that would say, you know, stay your little punk ass home. I'm going to come through, make you some beans and franks, or franks and beans, whatever you like, and just cook you a meal. You ain't got to go out for have a good date, do you? Hello?
Be quiet.
Tiff? Oh, she's going. Rachel? Oh, Kia?
Did we lose
what?
Kia. You're the only thing I got left is Kia? Where the operator at, man? Somebody work the lines, man. Give me somebody on the phone, man. Who that? Shelly?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Shelly. Let me ask you a question, Shelly. When the last time you been on a good date, Shelly?
A long time, very long time.
All right. And why do you think is that? Do you got bad date coochie?
Or you got four kids?
No, I don't have four kids, and I'm just coming out of a marriage, so, you know.
All right. Hold on. We got Shake on the line. Shake, you there, Shake? Shake.
What's up, kid?
Ain't nothing, Shake. Listen, Shake, I got a question for you, man. Do you think women are stepping up to the plate to make us better men?
No, I like that comment you made about, you know what I'm saying, how women ain't stepping up to the plate. We know what we can bring to the table. Now we going to see what they can bring to the table instead of coochie, like you said.
Exactly. So all I'm saying to the sisters is...
I don't know you, brother. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you stepping out, right, do you make sure you step out correct, or do you half-ass step and go out smelling like oil?
Nah, stepping out correct.
Fucking Kia, you fucking told your ass.
You know what? You don't even know me. Don't get your ass met, Pepper, all right?
Kia sound like one of them book bag chicks, like one of them trial court quest chicks with no pun.
Like you said, Prince, it's a double standards out there. We see a fine girl standing at the bus stop, we going to stop, we going to try to holler. They see a fine brother standing at the bus stop, they going to roll on because the brother ain't got no rider. So it's a double standards out there.
Not according to Kia, she likes to do on the bus, smelling like bus grease and piss.
Every man has picked up a woman at the bus stop. Every chick cannot say the same thing.
Right.
I'm telling you, that rule is so messed up for a brother these days, because they got to have so much more, because a girl wouldn't be qualified in their eyes to get them. Then a woman got to get. Y'all don't got to have nothing but a nice pair of pants on and some decent feet and some clean twats.
But part of the argument is, though, other guys, we raising the price of pussy. You know, we jumping out the window just buying shit, just jumping out the window for no reason. We part of the problem, too.
True that. Yeah.
Hey,
kid, you want to know the honesty of a brother? A brother that give up and say fuck y'all and just use the one that he can keep using and using and don't try to get nothing new, he save a lot more money, because when he know he got one that he ain't got to worry about, he stick with it. He ain't got to get nothing new because he ain't got to keep searching for it.
And on top of that, but as a man, you don't got to pimp with your wallet. You know, if you got some kind of swag and personality, you can do a lot of shit without spending a nickel.
Exactly.
Hey,
but
I'll say, you know what the problem really is, though?
What is it?
Nowadays, women think that cooking, cleaning, sucking, and doing anal is bringing something to the table. That ain't bringing shit to the motherfucking table.
No.
That's how I try to tell kids.
But we can, like you be saying, we can get that anywhere. Fuck that. Yeah. I need somebody to help.
You have to have communication and all of that stuff, too. Communication comes with that as well.
Communication, yeah. But you got to offer something. Like,
you
know how many girls are giving up?
You got to have trust. You got to have all of that in order to get a relationship and keep a relationship and find a good woman and a good man. You got to have all of that. I agree. You got to have more than just...
People got to understand that when you're a good woman or a good man, people grow into that. People grow into that. You know what I mean? I wasn't a good person. But my wife stuck with me, and I became a better man. But y'all women don't want to invest. Y'all want the whole shit right now.
Right? But they not bringing nothing to the table with them.
Not a damn thing.
We're not bringing nothing to the table. What are you looking for?
Who said that you ain't bringing nothing? What woman said that? What woman just said that?
This
kid. Kid, let me ask you a question, honestly. And if you could be honest, please. What do you bring to the table to a man?
I'm not gonna lie. I have my ways, but
you're not gonna lie about what? Say that again.
I'm not gonna lie. You know, sometimes I get a little. You gotta go listen to me. I'm truth. I'm never sitting here playing no games. I'm not all about playing games. Either you're gonna come to me correct, I'm coming to you correct. I don't need a lot of headache. I don't need a lot of stress. You know.
You gotta like when you're in a relationship, they tell you your mouth is your biggest problem, ain't don't they?
My mouth.
What? Yeah, they say you got a big attitude and your mouth is real violent.
You know what?
I'm right, ain't I?
No, you're not right.
I bet all your ex-men complained about your attitude in your mouth.
No.
That sound real right.
No, I'm saying no. No, seriously, no. No. I'm just playing with you guys because this is how you guys throw stuff. Like it's all women. The stuff that y'all saying, who gonna put up with this shit?
All right, listen, Kia. If
you
have a problem... You have a problem with your man. How do you resolve that problem?
We're gonna talk about it because one thing about I'm not gonna be mad about anything.
No,
what if the guy say,
I don't wanna talk no more, what you do?
What?
Leave him alone
and let him relax. Oh, yeah, I'm
done.
Leave him alone.
That's your name's Shelly, right?
Yeah.
I believe you. Kia, I think she's full of shit.
You know what?
I think she's
going to
keep nagging that man, and that's how I get crazy with men.
No.
Y'all talk about men get psycho. Because women know a woman that know her man know his buttons. And she keep pushing it to give what she want, and then that will make his ass snap. And then y'all go down and he slapped the shit out of me or something like that. See, most women won't get slapped if they just follow their respect and leave the man alone.
One thing I'm not gonna do is put my hand on a guy and he's not gonna put my hand.
You don't have to put your hands on him, but I'm telling you, y'all women get violent with their mouths, and then y'all know that shit because they know a man and his mind don't want to hit you, and then a woman will push his button and keep pushing. When you're in the argument, it make him fucking snap. And that and Kia sound like one of them.
I would choke you out of here. That is not a man. But I'm saying most women can break a dude like that.
But let me tell you something. Just because I get my point across, I'm not gonna sit here and argue with the guy. I'm not sitting here and argue with your ass.
I'm not gonna argue with you.
What?
Well, as soon as you said, look, I don't want to talk to him, he's leaving on right now. Y'all still in his fucking ear.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Steph, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That shit, and a woman know, a woman.
I didn't hear what he said.
Tell her again, Steph.
I didn't hear. It's like coming to echo.
I said, as soon as he said he don't want to talk no more, let him chill. Y'all still in his fucking ear. Y'all still in his fucking ear.
No, listen, I don't have to deal with this. Why do I have to deal with a headache? Why do I have to deal with that?
Because I'm sorry, but the vibe I get from you is that you're arguing. Everybody, shut up. I'm the host. The reason why you deal with this shit
because it's called the relationship. You cannot make him talk when he don't want to talk, and you just can't walk away and say fuck it because he's not doing what you would like him to do.
He can sit there and say things. And expect me to, like, you know, if I'm on the phone or if I haven't gotten back to New Jersey, okay, for instance, I'm calling and he's saying, well, we can't talk about this now. Well, I'm en route to come back to New Jersey in a week. What you mean? And then I get back to New Jersey, it's like running around like telling me, well, no, I don't feel like talking about it. So what the hell do you think I'm going to talk about? You think I'm going to say it before I came back to Jersey, I'm going to wait around until you get ready to talk about it? No, I took my ass back to D.C.
Well, yo, listen, hold on. We got another call online. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
You know what?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Hector, let me ask you a question. Do you hear this lady talking?
I heard a chicken cackling.
Oh, you heard a chicken?
Oh, wow.
You know what?
What you think about that? Don't get jackasses on your damn show.
That's why I'm supposed to
be. Why they gotta be all that? So they don't agree with you?
No, because I'm gonna ask you to be quiet.
Hector, what's your ideas about this topic?
Listen, I'm just saying, you can't.
I gotta go to Chicago
tomorrow. There she go.
I'm serious. I'm going. I think I'm gonna finish packing. I gotta be in Chicago tomorrow because I gotta listen to some damn shit because I'm cackling.
Where's your turn?
Kia, hold on. I want you to hear it, brother.
I could be doing better things, be packing for a trip.
You see, that's the problem with you now. That's why you're single now because you don't listen.
You don't fuck with us. You got no guidance.
I'm serious because I don't listen.
One of us straighten your ass out, though.
Where's the other bag?
Rachel.
Give me the other bag. Rachel.
Hector, what you think about this topic, and she's a prime example of why brothers date white women.
Wow, I swear.
Listen, I dated white women, and I'm going to say they're not better, they're just quieter generally
that's
when
better,
they deal
nigga.
With brothers. I will take quieter any day.
I'll take quiet
because,
too, nigga. I'll take quiet to that ass.
You know what I'm saying? Quiet is peaceful in your home. Women want things from brothers, but it's like they project. They're not really asking us questions. And that goes to what you said last week, because I was listening to that show. They never care to ask what's really on our mind, and they try to force things on us.
Amen. Heck yeah.
The problem that I think that women have is that if a guy tells them some real stuff, they refuse to acknowledge it. But they feel like it don't apply to them. But you're not the guy. You don't know if it applies to you because it's a man feeling. And if you just don't acknowledge the fact that you may talk too much, you may be bossy, you may be a little bit disrespectful. If you always think that we ain't you, how the fuck can you correct that?
I think they do it because they think that they can do it better than us.
Rachel,
yes.
A question, Rachel?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You got a question?
No. I don't know if I was on mute before, but I was yelling. I wanted to say something, get my point across. But I forgot what we were talking about. It was like 5 minutes ago. But I'm listening and I'm back on.
All right, Rachel, let me ask you a question. Do you think that when men give women advice, do you really think women listen to that advice?
It depends on who that man is.
It depends on the messenger.
Yeah, I definitely take any advice from a man because I want to know, when I'm dealing with my man, I like to hear from a man how a man is going to act and how I should act around that man. So I definitely take advice from men.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
I learned that in a relationship that when you bring something to the table, I come to my wife and I say, you know, baby, you always burning the fucking eggs or whatever the case may be. And instead of her acknowledging that she burns the eggs, it seems like y'all point the finger right back at us and say, well, you burnt the bacon. Well, let's stick to the fucking eggs.
Let me tell you something. When I was in my marriage years ago, I remember being told by my husband how I couldn't make bacon like his mother. I kept burning the bacon. I make horrible bacon. And you know what? I took it personal because his reasoning was because it wasn't like his mother's. It wasn't as good as his mother's. So I kept burning the bacon. But then I said, you know what? I'm not going to fight fire with fire. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to make two wrongs a right. I'm going to learn how to make this bacon even better than what the mother made, you know?
I don't think it was really about the bacon. I think the point was you wasn't cleaning like his mother cleaned and he wasn't cooking like his mother cooked.
Well, the point I'm making is this. Instead of y'all acknowledging what the man has told you, y'all tend to want to point the finger right back. If I tell you you're doing something wrong, before you acknowledge what I'm saying, you're saying, well, you ain't perfect. You do this too.
Right. Okay, but it all depends on the approach. If we're approaching each other in a respectable manner, then we're probably going to listen to each other better. If we're speaking with a calm tone.
In a perfect world, but in reality.
It can deal with affairs, right?
Hey, Kia, let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. I really believe from what you're saying, that stuff that it don't matter how a female look at a dude, I think it don't matter to Old Spice, but to you it do.
You know what?
How many times did it take for a homeboy to tell her that she was messing up the bacon?
Exactly.
You see,
if you listen to him the first time.
You can learn that.
Yeah.
Old Spice listen and Kia don't.
You know what? I don't have to cook no. I don't have to worry about bacon. I'm not cooking no bacon.
Okay.
I listen. You know what?
Hey, Kia, you cannot say you know what for another 2 weeks.
That's why. That's a prime example of what I'm talking about. You see, Old Spice didn't have nothing to say. She said, you know what? I'm not going to fight fire with fire. She just shut up and listened. You said, you know what?
Well, I'm
not going to make no more bacon. You started with you know what.
Right. And this Tia, no, I'm not going to fight fire with fire, but I'm not going to sit up here and tell you I think that I'm cooking the bacon wrong. If that's because I'm going to get your mother out to eat it then.
You see? That's a pop, big
that's
homie.
Fire.
Prime example of the new millennium women versus the old school women.
Exactly.
So I give it to you. That's exactly why I guess the new millennial women prefer, you know, whatever I do here and whoever I'm with. I don't know, Rachel. Maybe your own ways and my new ways, but I like my new way. I'm not just going to sit here and let him tell me
Tia.
I'm not cooking
and
it the right way with
Tia.
Your new ways. Then go through
it.
I agree with
your
new ways too, but sometimes
you gotta
add
a
little spice to it.
You gotta add.
Yes.
There you go, Old Spice. Tell that young. She's still fine.
Hold on. Old Spice has the right approach, and you gotta mix it up sometime. What I'm hearing from Tia is she don't have the patience to work out and cooperate with a dude. She didn't want to say fuck bacon. Everybody in the house stabbing.
At one time, I was the same way. I didn't have the patience, and I wouldn't tolerate it. And now, I won't tolerate it either, but I'm not dating that same type of nigga that I was dating back then, that would treat me like that.
Old Spice, you ain't got to explain this. Let me break it down to her, what she understands. What she can really understand.
Come down to me.
Hey, Old Spice, when was the last time you had a good when was the last date you had?
I go on dates probably like every other weekend. I work a lot.
See how many dates she had, Kia? Every other weekend, not months.
She gets one date every leap year.
Don't try to switch it up and make it like you got some standards or some rating.
Shut the fuck up. The only time you get a good date is when you change zip codes.
Can I change my zip code?
You change your zip code when nobody don't know you.
Damn.
When you move, you get a date. Your mental process is not computing.
My thing is, why do everything have to be an argument if we ask for something?
It does not have to be an argument.
You know?
It's the way you ask for it. It's how you speak to the person and the way you ask for it. You get it, baby.
If you're my woman, I'm going to ask you for something. You know, and then why does it have to be an argument? It's just like if...
You better come the right way to ask for it. You're just not going to say it the wrong way to ask for it. You know what? You're not going to get it.
I agree with you, sweetie.
Is there a right way to ask you, suck my dick?
You know what?
I'm asking you a real question.
You know what?
Hey, Kia, I'm going to bet you $5 you cannot start a conversation without saying, you know what?
I'm serious. No, don't call him nothing.
What did that have to do with what you just asked about? If y'all asked us for something, why can't we just do it? And you're going to throw that in here.
That's exactly why.
Hey, Kia, did you say, you know what?
I'm the man. I cannot ask you to straight suck my dick.
You know what?
No.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead, kid. Say it. You know what?
Any female going to ask that question? If your guy came to you and just asked you stepping down, can you suck my dick right now?
Why you got to go all that? Why you got to go there?
Why not?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Is there a right way?
Sorry, I was talking to you. Sorry, guys.
Well, I mean, look, if you come to me and say, bitch, suck my dick, and you
I
ask
didn't
me,
say that.
Okay, all right. Well, if you're asking for me to suck your dick, then I'm going to do it. If you're my man and you ask me to suck your dick, I'm going to do it.
That sounds like Old Spice talking.
That's Old Spice talking.
I tell you, she knows. You see? Now watch Kia talk. She can say, you know what? I'm not doing it. If you don't do nothing to me, I'm not doing it.
Old Spice, you saying a lot of good stuff. Are you single?
I'm involved.
She dates Bill. She's involved with Bill.
Okay, listen, we got 3 minutes left.
So, Rachel, you agree with him about when he says that, you know, okay, suck my dick, so you're just going to... You agree with his approach?
If he asks me to suck his dick, then I'm going to suck his dick.
It's the same way with men. If you ask us to go below the belly button, what choice do we have? Oh, you said it wrong? No, I ain't doing it. Nah, don't talk to me like that. You got to deal with me romantically. He's right. What other way is it to say it?
That's my point. Yeah, women put emphasis on words that, oh, you said it wrong. It's not about what's said wrong. You reading it wrong. I asked you this all my there's no other way to ask you that. Would you please give me an oral massage?
That's right. I agree with you, brother.
Well, here's my last thing. We got 3 minutes left. I want everybody to short answer. I want everybody to take a deep thought about the person's reply to this answer because it may help you. So what do everybody think about what's causing the death of relationships? Why is it hard to build a relationship versus hooking up? Everybody make it real short and quick. Sound off.
Rachel is answering right now. Trust and communication is breaking down.
Trust is a big factor to why dudes cannot trust chicks. I agree. Next caller.
I say you have to have each other's back. You know what I'm saying? You have to be as one. You definitely have to be as one in order to make it work. You have to listen. You definitely have to listen. You can't be always the person talking all the time. You definitely have to listen.
Are you listening, Kia?
Yeah. I'm not talking about Kia. I'm just saying in general.
Okay. Next caller.
Communication and, trust. I'm going to go with her. Communication and trust and understanding. Because if you don't understand each other, then y'all not going to get nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Next caller.
Communication and commitment. Communication.
I'm going to say it like this. Not enough experience, jaws, and too much lip.
I agree. I'm going to tell you what I think the problem is. The problem is too much motherfucking TV. These chicks run around watching Lifetime Channel, and they see all this romantic shit. Niggas coming home with flowers. Niggas is coming in with diamond rings, just came from Jared. And they think that shit is reality. The reality is a commitment is a struggle. And if you're not willing to struggle, you ain't ready for a commitment. This shit ain't peaches and creams all the time. It's going to be sunshine and rain. And I don't think today's women are built for the rain. They want the sunshine. They want
I disagree, big homie. Now you know you're wrong.
Why are we watching reality shows?
No.
All them living in Atlanta and New York and all them big ballers.
No.
How many of y'all were watching regular reality shows?
It's communication. I think that it's communication and commitment. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying trust, but if there's no commitment, obviously
there's
no trust.
There's no trust. That's why we need all this trust.
Relationship if you're not committed to that person. So therefore, it's commitment and communication. You know, I don't think that TV has anything to do with it. It doesn't, you know, because not for nothing, anybody can watch anything. But
it don't have nothing to do with
it
for you, but a lot of women are living in a fantasy. A lot of women are living in a fantasy. You wonder
and what about men? What are men living in?
Men do the fantasy things too, but listen to what I'm saying. Men usually date women just because they like them. Women usually leave guys when guys do bad. So what commitment is it? When dudes
help me with that. When guys do bad, meaning what? When they cheat, when they lie? Come on now. We supposed to say when you cheat and you lie?
No,
you're going through a struggle in life. That's different.
Every guy's not going to come to you ready for a relationship. Sometimes you got to let him get there, right? So maybe he lied to you one time. Maybe he cheated on you one time. You're doing what kind of a commitment is that if you don't try to build it up?
Say what part of commitment? At the same time, if you're going to lie, then you're going to lie. So therefore, a lie is a lie. It don't matter if you lie once, you lie twice. It's a lie. It's a
lie.
Exactly. And if one lie, you repeat another lie. Another lie.
You want to be only when it's perfect and good.
No, when you're committed to someone, you're committed to the struggle. You're committed to the commitment of the relationship, which is all aspects of the relationship.
Lying is part of that struggle.
Lying is a lie. If you can't tell the truth, that's too bad for you. You don't need to be in a relationship. And you don't need in a relationship until you're ready. Come on.
A lie is better than the truth.
For the man telling it? No, that doesn't even make sense.
Let me give you an example. If I love the shit out of you, but your pussy is trash, I'm going to tell you a lie that your pussy is great. Then it tells you your shit is trash.
But what type of man are you then? If you can't tell your woman her pussy's trash, then what type of man are you? You gonna lie to her? Women are not built to being told a lie. You guys gotta understand women. A real woman would understand you telling them the truth. If it's trash, say it's trash. If baby, you need to improve, you need to improve. But don't sit there and say, "Oh, it's the best in the world. You're the best I ever had." It don't make sense.
Who are you talking?
This is Kim.
Hey Kim.
But if you tell a woman that her thing is trashy, he's not trying to hear that. Baby, go get this. Yeah,
but
that's out of proportion. Right? We're trying to build our relationship, so I'm telling you, your sex is bad. Why are you going to give me the slack off of it if I'm trying to build with you to make it better?
Exactly. You're not going to accept the fact that your pussy is horrible and still fix me breakfast in the morning.
The first thing you're going to say to your man is, somebody else would like it. That's the first thing you'll say
you know
to your
what?
Man.
But what you're doing is, not for nothing, I mean, come on. If we're real men and we're going to talk about real topics, how about this, okay? Before you make a woman your wife, your mate, your spouse, you're going to test that coochie first. So guess what?
Exactly.
If it's trash, you're not going to make it your wife. You're not going to make it a relationship. Let's be real
about
it.
Exactly.
You're not.
No,
you know, you're
because
a
relationship... A relationship ain't all about the coochie or the dick.
Say
what
you want to say.
You don't
Men nowadays, they want to test it first. So therefore, if they test it, if it's not good, they're not going to keep you.
So you go off of the sex in a relationship to build a real relationship. You're going off
of
the sex.
But how are you building a relationship if you don't really know that person on an intimate level?
I understand that. But then when
you're
intimate... But if I love you, sweetie, and we've been together for months and we finally do it and it's not good, I should be able to sit down and we should have a decent conversation on how we're going to fix this situation.
What woman are you going to be with for months on a Monday night show and you're going to say you're going to be with it for months and then you're going to decide you're going to sleep with it? Nobody. On a Monday night show,
you
want to test it out as soon as possible.
Time out. Let me talk. I'm the fucking host. Time out. I'm not getting rid of a woman because she got some iffy pussy. If she got 98% of the things I need.
Thank you.
But you'll cheat on her and go find the one that's going to give you head whenever you want it. That's going to give you the best cooch.
I'm not saying I'm going to cheat on her. We can't deal with hypotheticals. I'm telling you a fact. I'm not getting rid of a good woman because she got some iffy coochie.
But you're telling me a fact based on your life, not based on reality itself. There's more than one big homie out there. There's more than one man out there. So you're telling me a fact based on your life. I want a fact that's based on men in general, that's women in general. And you can't tell me nowadays in 2012 that
you're
if
right.
you be with someone, you're going to be with that person for months and then hit it. And if it's trash, you're not going to cheat.
I'm cheating as soon as I pull out.
See, that's all I wanted to say. Y'all have a good night, ladies. Y'all Don's and Hubbard, have a good night.
This show has come to an end. Y'all been very good listeners and very good responding to the cop topic. I'm Big Homie. We signing now. I got to hit the road back to Charlotte. I got 10 hours of driving to do. It's been real, and now I'm gone. Holla at you, boo.
I don't think you know how I feel about you.